direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everybody. It's your new favorite podcast, as usual. Our usual cast is here. We have Aaron Flores.
Hey, I'm back.
We've got Emma Crump, as Hello. Always. And, of course, we have Jill.
Hi.
All just the regulars.
All just the regulars. All the regulars.
Yeah.
And then to my left, of course, my right-hand man to my left, John Sandy.
the rarest guest on your
Hello,
podcast.
John.
That's right.
No matter what happens, John will always – he is the constant. So this morning I got a call and Justine had to work. And then Patrick said he was sick and he wasn't feeling well. So, I as the great Rob Bay said, stay away from me if you're contagious, you know. Thank you, because I'm a winner. No, I'm not a loser. He voluntarily said, I'm not coming in. And then Jake had something come up at the last minute. So Aaron, luckily I had spoken to Aaron a couple of days ago, and he's like, hey, I'm off. I want to come down and be on the podcast. And I was like, come on down. We're not picky. We'll take anybody.
Great.
Clearly, I'm here. Hello.
And then Emma, last week, had told me, hey, I have a friend who's coming in. Is it cool if she sits in on the podcast? And we were just going to say, yeah, we'll bring her in. She can do a segment. But now she's going to do the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Jill, where are you visiting from? Let's get to know Jill for a quick second.
I'm from West Yellowstone, Montana.
Well, don't tell us where. Part of the fun is we're trying to guess.
You just told me where am I from.
You just say Montana.
Okay, I'm from Montana.
Yeah.
Let me guess where you're from.
Okay.
Let's see.
Are you near Yellowstone?
Yes.
Is it east or west?
Not east.
Oh, north.
North, yeah.
That is the one.
Thank you. So what is life like in West Yellowstone, Montana?
Well, it's really different from California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My graduating class had 12 people in it.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yep,
so
I'm
you
serious.
Now, let me ask you this. If you did not graduate on the top of your class, you're feeling it. Like, you're really feeling it. Like, if you're in, like, class of 300, you're like, hey, you know, I graduated top of the class. You know what? It's fine. You're buried somewhere in the middle. I was 150. Great. Right, you hit the median, but you know it's 12 people.
That means everybody in town's going, "Nah, didn't make it." Huh?
Didn't make it.
I had a 3.75 my entire high school career, and I was still like fifth or sixth in my
class. Okay, but you hit the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there were some dummies.
What do you think number 12 is doing right now?
I know what number 12 is doing right now.
You
and
do?
Let me tell you, he wouldn't be doing a podcast. What? That's all I can tell you.
Well, could he find the door?
Yeah. That's awesome. So now you're in college now.
I am.
Okay. And your major is?
Music.
Music.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a music major. And before John got here, we were talking, you like all kinds of music, but you're a big fan of?
Of pop punk.
Pop
I'm an emo,
punk.
Sorry.
Wow.
There you go.
Sorry.
John likes punk, so I don't know if you guys would get along because you're a pop punk. You're an emo kid.
No,
I want to interject.
Pop punk starts with the Buzzcocks, so there you go.
Do you like the Buzzcocks? Just make your face.
Do you like Green Day?
Yes.
Then check out the Buzzcocks.
Okay,
oh my
I will.
God.
There you go. We have one recommendation for the Buzzcocks so far. What were we going to say, Aaron?
Oh, I was going to say that this is what I was talking about last time I was on the podcast, how I was like into... I call it alternative rock because pop punk is propagated by
pop
media.
Punk, you
What's
know?
Your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yes.
It's a tie between Paramore and The Used.
Oh, don't even get me going on Paramore right now.
What, is that good or bad?
It's so good. I love Paramore.
Are you seeing them?
No.
I
mean, in a, like a romantic sense?
I'm from Montana.
There's no show near you?
There was one in Billings like a couple weeks ago, but I couldn't go to it. It was
man.
So
I work a job.
It's either got to be Billings, Butte.
Bozeman.
Bozeman.
They all start with B's.
They all start with B's.
Yep.
Helena.
Helena. Wait.
I know. I always say Helena and they get mad, so I didn't say Helena. Or what's the Falls one? Missoula. You got Missoula.
Uh-huh. Great Falls is
Great Falls.
What you're looking for.
I always want to say Klamath Falls.
Not OK Falls. It's actually Great Falls. So.
Ah.
You know what? It was nice having you, Jill. Thank you. We're going to get more into the music. We're going to get to know you. Don't worry. You just sit tight. Okay?
I'm ready. I'm good.
I make her feel bad. After I asked the question.
She just got here. I know. Don't tell us. Where
are
you from? Don't tell us.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're like, don't hit me. You know?
John.
Yes.
We had some sad news.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
And Jerry Lewis passed away.
Yeah. Like the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Lady.
So, John, if these kids today, they don't know they're Jerry Lewis.
Sure they do. Everybody knows Jerry Lewis.
They don't know Jerry Lewis. They know Professor Frink.
That's right.
I only know of a Jerry Lewis like impersonation when I watch The Animaniacs. Because I know...
Everybody mm-hmm. does Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like if you watch The Simpsons, Professor Frink was basically the Nutty Professor.
That's right. Yeah. That's it.
And, you know, so everybody kind of gets him secondhand, I guess.
Where would you start? If you had, if you tell somebody, hey, look, watch this Jerry Lewis, Jerry Louis.
Jerry
watch
Louise.
This Jerris Louis movie. It's a scream.
Yeah, a little, you know, you got to be careful because there are some bad ones. And he's not to everyone's taste. But I would say with Martin and Lewis, you want to check out a movie called Living It Up, which is really, really good. It really shows you what he can do.
And does Dean Martin sing in it?
He always sings. Dean Martin always sings.
That's right. That's the only reason I watch Rio Bravo.
Yeah. But Dean Martin's great because he's not a traditional straight man all the time. He's funny in his own right. And then he's the best of the straight men on top of that. But Living It Up is a great one if you want to see Martin and Lewis, because they were huge. They were the top comedy team in 1956. That was the most money anybody had been had made as a comedy team. They were just huge.
Right.
If you see that, go on YouTube and look at that clip of them at the Paramount Theater in the 50s. And it looks like Beatlemania. I swear to God, they're looking out the window from the top of this hotel, and the entire street is filled with people waiting to get in to the show. They were just monstrous. It's hard to imagine now. It's like, you know, 60 years later, you know, whatever it is. And if you want to see a solo one, go see the Bellboy, which is almost like a Chaplin-esque, Tati-esque. It's black and white. He doesn't say a word through the whole thing. So it's unusual. Because you think of him like running around like a spaz going, wah! And this one he doesn't say anything. It's called The Bellboy.
What was the one that always ran on Channel 5, the one where he works in a department store? Which one was that one?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
And then, of course, there's Cinderfella.
There's a million of them. And some of them are really funny, and some of them are very unfunny. You really have to kind of dig. But if you catch the right one, if you catch The Bellboy, you'll know why people dig him. You'll know why the French gave him a medal, because that's really a damn good comedy.
And if you only know Dick Gregory as a comedian, I suggest that you look into his entire – I don't want to say career, but his
– He goes beyond comedy.
He goes beyond comedy, way beyond comedy.
As a matter of fact, quickly he goes beyond comedy. Yeah. He becomes an activist and a civil rights proponent.
So study up on Dick Gregory, because he's an important person in
– And then the other thing we'd have to mention with Jerry Lewis is, you know, half of his – life he spent raising money for the muscular dystrophy.
That's right.
They said like a couple billion, I think. Somewhere between $1 and $2 billion he raised.
If you ever want to see a weird movie and you could see that Jerry Lewis could be funny but also do dramatic, watch The King of Comedy.
That's a whole other thing. That's a Scorsese movie.
Is a Scorsese.
Have you guys seen that? He's kind of playing himself, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's perfect now because it's something that would – it's about a guy who wants to – so instead of starting a podcast, since there were no podcasts – back in those days.
It's just broadcast television.
This guy wanted to be a talk show host so bad, he kidnaps Robert De Niro plays this guy who's kind of like this. He's
kind of like a Johnny Carson.
Yeah, he lives with his
David
mom.
Letterman.
But he lives with his mom.
Yeah.
And he has this whole setup in the basement where he has like a fake talk show.
With cardboard cutouts.
Cardboard cutouts of like the guests, and he does his thing. And he's a big fan of Jerry Lewis plays a talk show host like Johnny Carson or something.
Yeah.
And he ends up kidnapping him and holding him in his basement and making him do this talk show. It's called The King of Comedy. It's a really weird, really dark comedy.
It really is. It's not even really a comedy. When people go see it, and they go, gee, that wasn't very funny. It's not really a comedy.
No, it's
really
not.
It's like a hardcore drama.
But my favorite scene in that movie is where Jerry Lewis is walking down the street. He's in New York. It's obviously New York. And this woman comes up and she says, oh, Mr. I forget his character's name. And she says, oh, Mr. So-and-so, would you please sign an autograph for my son or something like that? She's like a little old lady. And then Jerry Lewis is like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm on my way. I'm late for a meeting. And she's like, you should get cancer. As he walks away.
And that's the sort of stuff he deals with every day.
Yeah.
And he told Scorsese, all you have to do is we'll just walk down the street. You don't have to plan this because people are going to come up to me. If we just walk down the street, you don't have to like block this. People will come up to me.
Dang.
He said, that's like natural. He says, you want to see how this happens? We'll just walk down the street. You don't even need extras.
Turns into like a biography for a second.
Well, he says this is a lot like I don't have to – like everybody said, oh, wow, what a great acting job. He's all, oh, you assholes. I'm just playing myself. I'm playing a guy who's been in this a long time. I'm kind of annoyed when fans overstep their boundaries. Mm. Which is – that's what this movie's all about. This guy oversteps it to the point where he kidnaps him.
Yeah.
But it starts with people just like intruding on you. You're trying to eat and they're just like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's what I love about technology now. Now we don't have to do that. We can just have a podcast. I don't have to kidnap anybody.
Wait, it really is a whole other time.
Except my guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except my guests. I have to rope you guys in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, John. I knew you would be the person to ask. You were the first person I thought of.
Yeah.
Because Jerry Lewis comes up so much on this. We always, by name.
We always make the voice.
But we always do.
Everybody knows the voice. Hey, lady, and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
With the hurting and the, and
the... With the hey, it hurts me.
Yeah, yeah.
Clavin. But the thing is, when you for people that haven't seen a Jerry Lewis movie, depending on which one you pick out of like 100 of them, it's either going to be the funniest thing you ever saw or the most unfunny thing you ever saw.
Like a Jim Carrey.
Exactly. Yeah,
like Jim Carrey.
You're either going to say, wow, this is great, or wow, I can't take another minute of it.
Here's a quick round table.
Yeah.
Do I like Jim Carrey?
I like him.
Not you.
It's not about you.
Do I?
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Guess. Everybody guess.
Yes.
No.
Making the show about me. No, I really don't. But do you like Jim Carrey?
I do.
Jill, Gene?
I like Jim Carrey in some things. Those movies are really hit and miss for me.
Yes.
Like, Bingo. Like Jerry Lewis. Yeah. Jim Carrey is very much like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah,
so if you catch a good one, you're like, okay. And if sometimes you go, God, I can't take
Dumb
it.
And Dumber. Yeah. Thumbs up. Okay. Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
You don't like Dumb and Dumber?
You ever see Liar Liar?
Yes.
I like Liar Liar.
That's the one where I went, okay, he reined it in just a little, and this makes it a good film.
I really like Yes Man.
Yeah.
Did you like Ace Ventura?
I did not.
I don't blame you for that. I like it, but I can absolutely understand people who are like, oh, I hate Ace Ventura, because it literally is joke.
Or like The Mask. It's just too much.
Yeah. The Mask I grew up on, so it's nostalgic for me. That's,
I like The Mask.
I like The Truman Show. The Truman Show is one of my absolute favorite movies.
Yeah, see, that shows you he can do more than just comedy.
Yeah. What about
23?
What's 23?
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's really good.
Yeah. That one had everyone paranoid for like a good month when it came out, I remember.
I've never seen it.
Me neither. It's really good.
Or Endless Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, that one's good, too.
That one's really good.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
The Majestic is really good. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know any of these movies.
I know.
You've never seen Truman Show? I've seen Truman Show. Okay. No, yeah, I know that one. You were talking about like the four after that. I was like, hey, yeah.
There was a period there where he was doing a hell of a lot of movies.
Yeah. And now he's just kind of, he's really...
In the same vein as Adam Sandler.
He can, you know, he can pick and choose now. He's made so much money. He really can just take years off if he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he started doing his own things. Like, every time he was hired, he was like, well, I need to look over the script and make sure I can do it my way. And and he made a name of himself, so people were just like, yeah, okay, do whatever you want.
When you get that kind of control. Yeah.
You make it funny for yourself.
I'm going to stop the show for just a quick second. We have a little technical difficulty. It's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But I'm going to pause the show. So you at home, you're not going to hear a thing. Okay, that concludes Jim Carrey talk. Well, because we had a little technical difficulty. We're all good.
That was one heck of a segue.
Rebecca, listen, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this at all. All right?
You're very good at this.
You are good at this.
You're going to do hard chops.
No, you're good.
Between these segments.
Yeah, just really rough edits.
I'm going to pause it right now.
Like a 50s or just jump cut?
Yeah.
Like they used to
where
say
it's literally in the middle of like Jim Kit, Jon Snow.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater. One of my favorite jokes. I think I broke my neck on that jump cut.
Yeah.
Great. Speaking of movies, man, not that we're talking about them, but now that we're on the subject of a movie.
Yeah. Mm.
My segues are terrible today. I saw over the weekend, my wife and I went to see The Big Sick.
How was it?
Oh, it snuck.
I heard fabulous
things. It snuck into my top five for the year.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are your top five right now, can I ask?
Top five of the year would either be, and I'm not putting them in order yet.
Yeah, okay.
Because Dunkirk and Get Out are both battling for my soul.
Mm. For the year,
For the year.
I just saw Dunkirk and I really enjoyed it.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. Is it not? For the summer, I would say it's Baby Driver and then Big Sick.
Okay.
Like for the summer.
Wow. I'm taking her to see Baby Driver while she's here.
I'm so excited.
I love it.
Oh, where's it still playing?
Well, the day it's still playing kind of all around.
Good.
We're going Friday. It'll be in Westminster.
Great. He just broke 100 million. It's the first Edgar Wright movie to break 100 million.
Oh,
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
I love him.
Good for him.
I would say my favorite movies of the summer, I'm going to go, it's going to be Big Sick. It's going to be Baby Driver. It's going to be Dunkirk, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Probably in that order.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I would put Baby Driver number one of the summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big Sick number two, or Dunkirk. Those kind of... Yeah, what
I haven't seen Homecoming, but I'm just curious.
The last 30 minutes of Wonder Woman are awful.
I wouldn't say they're awful. They're not up to the previous.
Yeah.
They're not BVS bad. They're not BVS.
No. I'm sorry. Not awful. I shouldn't say awful. They. You're right. If they had ended it at the village, like where she rescues the village,
yeah.
I would be. That would be the perfect superhero movie.
It's not hold your nose bad. It just doesn't live up to the previous hour.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember what happens in the last 30 minutes.
The third act is always
the
worst.
The big fight, and then Steve
with
goes into the
Professor
plane.
Lupin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's still got
his final evolution.
He's still got a really cheesy mustache. Yeah.
I'm sorry. They should have gotten like two separate actors. Because especially since like he's a god, like I feel like that would also just kind of show that like he's a god and he can change how he looks however he likes.
He can shapeshift.
Yeah.
Really? That's the form you pick?
Yeah. I know.
I know. Was that David Fulis?
Non-threatening form at all.
You pick a British accountant to be your... That's your form on Earth.
Well, it's a great idea at first because you're not suspecting him. Exactly. But once you're on the battlefield, can't you morph into Daniel evolution. Craig or something?
Yeah.
Or, you know, something, you know.
It was a little bit just, like, off-putting.
Yeah, it was a
It was also much. Very video gamey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not that Spider-Man on the jet at the end was less video gamey, but it made sense because you have a villain who flies. And
yeah. mm-hmm.
I didn't like that much either. It's like they always have to up the stakes to
the
a point
third
where
act is always like,
it's always touch and go.
CGI. Yeah.
That's why I loved Ant-Man because they're like, we're going to fight on this Thomas the Tank Engine train.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm so happy they're doing a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have Wasp finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they're going to have white angle Saxon Protestant. She's going to vote. She's going to vote Republican. What are you doing over there on that thing?
I'm just getting some BTS for myself.
Don't put BTS.
BTS.
I don't know what BTS means.
Behind the scenes.
Oh.
Where did you get that light bulb glass?
The tea place. Just there's like
there's a tea house on Greenleaf.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's called Uno Tea House.
It's super hipster. And you know what? I'm so into it.
Is that hipster?
I mean,
I thought it was just goofy. Good goofy
nearly
fun.
Nearly anything.
Super. She's super into it.
Super into it.
It's a light bulb.
John just drinks his tea out of a square bottle, like a normal.
Like a square.
There are
like
light bulbs.
Square bottle for squares.
For everyone
tea
at home.
Tea for squares.
Yeah, what kind of tea? Is that boba?
Yeah, which I've only had popping bobas, so these bobas were...
What is popping boba?
It's just like the ones with the juice in it, you know?
Oh,
it's a surprise.
Nice.
You bite into it and you're that's...
By the way, my fantasy football team was just drafted. I had a doctor's appointment. I had an auto draft. Popping boba might be my new... That might be my team name.
Popping boba.
Popping boba. I don't know. I'm trying to name it. If you guys have a good name for my fantasy football team, it's either... Right now it's between popping boba and Dothraki Screamers.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
I like that.
So just, you know, those are my team names right now. So
you got to put a poll up on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll put a poll up. If you have any other suggestions, guys, I know you're listening. Throw them up at hit us up at Twitter on the old Twitter account.
I didn't know you guys had a Twitter. It was recommended to mine, and I was like, I don't know if I want to follow that person.
Wow.
You really didn't want to follow it?
I'm still debating it.
Why? You know what? It doesn't surprise me. We don't have a lot of followers. We don't have a lot of listeners, so
like,
it's fine.
Like I can help with your follower
account. The show's got a Twitter account.
Yeah, I run the Twitter account, so
if you ever need help running it, let me know, because I'm constantly on Twitter. But
well, here's the thing. I've already made a lot of friends with really cool podcasts,
okay,
and I feel like you would ruin it.
That's fair. It's a good judgment, but like,
you should start a war, a flame war.
I'm just kidding. No, we're going to get – we want your Twitter handle, definitely. And we're gonna do shout outs at the end of the show. It's very exciting. Ooh. I have a lot of shout outs to do today.
Fun.
Shameless plug
for other podcasts. That's how we operate. I don't plug this podcast, but I'll plug
anybody
else.
To pat our own backs, it was a good segue to plug your Twitter, though.
We'll do it right now. Okay. Everybody knows where to find us on Twitter at Soup Complex, capital S O U P.
Oh, I was gonna ask.
Capital
like
C O M P L E X. Complex.
Fine. I will follow you right now.
That was a shout out to another podcast. They knew who they're talking about. They work out of a bag. They know what we're talking about. You know who you are. Other podcasts that I'm not going to mention. Because
you're listening right now?
They always listen. Either.
They
good,
probably
they're,
plug your podcast.
Oh, they're great.
There you go.
Who is it? Let's go off air for
guys,
like 30
no, they
seconds.
Know who they are. They're going to hit us up right after they hear this. Anyway, guys, we're taking forever to get to the inevitable. We know what that is. You guys know what we have to talk about.
What?
We have to talk about this Game of Thrones episode this week. Did everybody watch it except for Jill? Jill does. So, Jill, this is going to be super spoiler heavy. And to the listeners out there,
it's okay.
Are you watching it?
No, I just know. I just know a lot about it. So, like, I'll recognize the names you're saying, but I don't. And I don't really intend on watching it, so it's okay.
In her defense, I tell her not to watch it because I know the type of gore and type of situation she can handle with movies and books. So I tend to tell her to steer clear of it.
Because of the blood?
Because of the blood and how vividly violent it is.
And the hey, it hurts me.
Yeah.
With the kicking and the screaming.
We've talked about this on the show before. I don't mind like virtual gore if it's like fantasy or zombies or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I cannot stand any like horror movies where it's like a real situation. Someone gets kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
Yeah. Like, really.
If you
have a movie about like a vampire, he can like tear someone's throat out, and I'm like, okay,
whatever.
Because like, it's obviously
if it's like I watched Misery for the first time a couple weeks ago, loved it, but the whole end scene where spoiler alert, she dies.
Yeah.
He, like, you know, has to kill her. I could not watch it. Like, I had to watch it behind a pillow.
I thought you were going to say when she broke his ankles.
That too. No, I couldn't. I mean, all of it. That whole movie.
Yeah,
it messed me up a little bit. I'm rough. Not going
to
lie.
The breaking ankles doesn't bother me because I used to do that on the basketball court.
It's rougher in the book. I think she cuts his foot off or something. In the book, it's worse.
Is it really?
Yeah, she cuts a foot off.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was worse.
I love that because that's like Stephen King. That's basically Stephen King writing about what Jerry Lewis talked about. It's like how you're basically the fans have you captive.
Exactly. Yeah. He was thinking the worst case scenario. You were at their mercy. She's in the middle of nowhere, and you're bedridden, and you are really screwed.
I know. As someone who lives in the middle of nowhere, I was definitely a little stressed out.
Yeah.
Because who lives in my town that's like this?
Yeah, but that's your turf. You know what I mean? Like if one of us city slickers gets out there, we're doomed.
Yeah.
We're gonna fall into we're gonna fall into a geyser.
Yeah.
We're like, oh look, who? Look, salt bath,
and then
we're
just going.
That's what I love. That people from the middle of America think that, like, New York is like, oh, it's like Death Wish, you know. But we in the cities, we think it's, oh, it's like Misery, or like it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's some Ed Gein guy that
they have like
schleps around.
They
for
have
years.
Like zombie polar bears up in East Yellowstone.
I know what you're trying to get to, but like I have a story. When I visited her 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago, I visited her. It was my first time on a plane, first time traveling alone. I visited her. Went to her town. She showed me Yellowstone. So we were walking around, and we were walking by like the geysers, and we were on this like wooden platform.
Oh, yeah.
And I was taking pictures, and I was crouching down, and I was like, "What if I like touched it?" She was like, "You would lose your finger."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay." And then like we were driving through, and there were buffalo or something.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Please pull the car over. I want pictures of these guys." So I get my camera out, I get out of the car, and I straight up just like an idiot
like
at a zoo.
Walking
I just
like,
casually start going towards
that.
Them, and like there's little babies, and I'm like, I'm getting really good pictures, and she's like, you're getting back in the car.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're gonna get charged.
Listen, there's some crazy things that go on in Yellowstone. Like, we've had some big problems these past couple summers, like more than I remember when I was growing up. Like, we had these people from Canada just like walk out onto Grand Prismatic, which is one of the biggest
hotspots.
Yeah, it's the rainbow one. Everybody's seen it, you know? And like they just walked on it. First of all, you're gonna melt your shoes, which will then like melt your feet, you know? And then they
Misery.
Also like really And then they like really damaged the bacteria mats because those things take thousands and thousands of years to recover, thousands of years to, you know, form. And so, like, and we had somebody put, like, a baby bison in the back of their car.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard about that.
They said it looked cold. I was like, what? Like, it's a bison. This is where it lives. I think that's what people don't get about Yellowstone. Like, PSA,
the animals,
none of it.
It's their territory. It's
all natural.
You're like, on their turf.
Yeah, it is their turf.
Like, I guess there are people that still think bears are like Yogi Bear. Like, I'll go
always.
Over there and feed them.
All the time.
I'll give them a Twinkie
I've
or something.
Even seen, like, I've even seen people, like, put honey on their baby.
Oh, my God.
So it'll lick him.
So it'll lick him. Yep. I'm like, wow, that's a great way
to kill your child.
And you're gonna lose your kid in like two bites. You know?
Oh yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
Might as well, you know what? Fine. Shut down all the national parks. It's best for them.
I know. I can't.
That's like thinning the herd. If you're stupid enough to do that to your baby, it's thinning the herd.
Well, there's only one. It sounds like the Canadians are at it again. There's one thing. There's only one thing to do. We got to build that wall. We
got to
build that wall.
They are not allowed to come into the country anymore. Like, not just Yellowstone. They are banned from America.
All Canadians?
No.
I know we both are thinking the same thing.
The specific
great, I never
Canadian.
Have to see Rush on tour.
Oh, these people, like, were banned
A lot of them got jail time. I think because there were like four of them. They were like a group. They're like an Instagram account. I'm not going to say it because they don't earn a shout out for breaking the law.
Yeah, you don't get.
But like they like got some jail time and then they're not allowed to come into America anymore.
That's good. Didn't someone die on one of the geysers?
Oh, all the time. People die all the time.
How old are these people?
Like, one guy walked out over it, right? And it just went off.
Well, because I mean, the ground is really thin, and a lot of places there's, you know, really hot water underneath because, you know, the super volcano. Where my town is going to die first, so if it starts going, I'll make sure.
Hey, we'll be dead because of either A, nuclear bomb, or B, the big one. So it's
you're going to go out naturally.
Exactly.
You're going to go out organically.
I'm not even going to try and fight it. It's like either I can suffer for longer, or I can just, you know, like
vaporize.
We'll see you guys on the Rainbow Bridge. We'll be like, hey, I got vaporized. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, we got taken out in a nuke.
Yeah, we're going chemically. She's going naturally.
Yeah. I told you guys.
I'm driving towards it.
I'm at the point of
one car going towards it.
Yeah. Why do you want it? No, just take me out.
There's a part of me that's like, yeah, I would. But like, if my family's around me, then that stubbornness is going to kick in. I'm going to be like, got to keep them alive.
No, it's like I told my wife, like, if we're separated and a zombie apocalypse breaks out, I'm just assuming you're dead.
It's safe too, but.
And I'm going to start a new family with someone else. Sorry. If we find each other, we find each other. If not, I can't worry about
like
it.
Like one of these movies where you're looking for years.
People die like in loved ones in that type of situation.
What did you just say?
What? In a zombie apocalypse?
Yes.
In that type of situation.
We've all been in that situation.
What are you talking about?
We're all under Trump's presidency.
Oh, that's true. We are in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we are in an
apocalypse. Only the head zombie is president.
A real apocalypse was the eclipse this weekend. Monday.
How do we not talk about this yet? Did you guys go? Who looked at the sun?
Aside from the president.
Trump did. I love that. I love that shot. And everybody on the lawn is going, don't look. Don't look. I know.
And we're like, stare. Yeah. Stare in contest with the sun. Go.
My favorite was one guy was like, I can't wait for the viral picture of Trump looking at the sun. And then like the next day, put him close to close. It was like, I can't deal with this type of sun. I can't deal with this right now.
I love it.
It takes like 3 hours to get from where I viewed it in Idaho Falls to Salt Lake City, where I flew out of. And it took 5 hours because of the traffic. And we left at 10 at night.
So it was just bad timing for your trip.
It was very inconvenient.
Did you know that was...
We knew it was going to happen.
Wait,
but
where you were viewing it, was that on the path of totality?
Yeah, my dad got like 2 minutes and 15 seconds or something. I only got a minute and a half because the traffic was so bad we didn't make it all the way down. So we just pulled over where we knew we would see some totality, which it was really incredible.
By the way, Path of Totality, also in the running for
your fantasy football.
I feel like that's a cool one.
Right?
I feel like that's cooler than popping bobas.
Path of Totality. Yeah. Did I tell you guys what
the band name?
We had a Twitter. I threw up a joke poll because I think I told you guys that somebody has our boarding party name, our boarding potty. Not boarding, our boarding party podcast. Someone has that name. They have another board game podcast with that name, is what I'm trying to say. I can't talk today.
That's Boston Potty.
Boarding Potty.
Boarding Potty with Chowder.
Hey, Mickey. Mickey, come over for our potty.
You said that as soon as I took a drink and I almost spit.
You spit out your boba?
Spitting.
Whoa, my phone is ringing.
Spitting boba.
Probably me.
That's a good name. Right?
Spitting boba.
Spitting boba.
I know. It was, what was it? It was popping boba.
It was popping boba.
Popping boba.
We got a lot of fantasy football names. And I forgot what I was going to say. Here's my name. This is the name I want for my boarding party podcast. I can't say this word.
Your what?
So our gaming group is called the Boarding Party.
Okay.
Right? And we started a podcast named after that. And then somebody from the University of Georgia hit us up and said, we have a podcast named The Boarding Party.
Oh.
And I said, okay, well, we'll change our name because I'm nice. I don't want to argue with people.
Yeah.
You remember I was watching the Chappelle Show skit called Black Bush, where it's Dave Chappelle imagined what it would be like if the president were black. This is before Barack Obama. Mm. And if you watch that sketch now, the way he acts is he does everything that Trump is now doing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
But he quotes Bush when they ask him, who is going to war with you in Iraq? And then Dave Chappelle says, I have a coalition of the willing. And he starts naming like starts talking about how Outkast is going to drop bombs over Baghdad and does all this stuff. Anyway, I want to name our podcast Coalition of the Winning.
Yeah. Hey.
Right?
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like
Thank
that.
You. I think that might be our new podcast.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded in a couple weeks, but that board game podcast will be back.
That's a
we
stamp.
Are still have not talked about Game of Thrones.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Okay, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
I keep bringing it up. We keep holding it off.
I'm
here
ready.
We go.
Because
ready.
We have, you know,
absolutely.
I like today the conversation is very loose, but I feel like we're having fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it's loose. We just sometimes you got to just, you know, we'll get to it, guys.
Go with the flow.
Just sit in your car
yeah.
or on your treadmill. Or at work.
And sit on your treadmill.
Sit on your treadmill. under the clothes that are hanging on it.
I know, I love that. What do they say? This is like the world's most expensive coat.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. Get on that Stairmaster and listen to our voices. You know, some of us are more melodious than others.
Thank you.
I was referring to Aaron, of course.
That was great.
Thank you.
It's all ding, cling.
Yeah. So who watches Game of Thrones? So Jill does not. So
yeah.
We already let Jill know there's going to be spoilers. So let's talk about this episode. This is the penultimate episode of the season.
Yes. Penultimate?
Well, penultimate.
Second to last.
Second to last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when we last left our heroes, mm-hmm. we had
the D&D party.
We had the D&D. That's exactly it.
Exactly.
A D&D party going out into the snow.
They just didn't have a bard. I don't know why Ed Sheeran didn't come back for this.
Like his one reprising role for like no reason.
Yeah.
So Jake could get super mad.
Again, yeah.
I know, it's Justin Timberlake. It's like, well, Jake, what do you think this week?
Mm-hmm. Hansen makes an appearance on this week's.
It took me right out of the episode.
All right. So first.
It's a great episode.
It was.
It starts out, we got John. I wrote it down. We got John, Gendry, Tormund, the Hound, Beric, Jorah, and I think his name is Thoros.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you've also got some people we were seeing at work. It seems
red
like
shirts.
Yeah, there's
we had red shirts.
Exactly. Ensign Expendable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where did they come from? Are they part of the Brotherhood? Are they random wildlings or night watchers?
I thought they had a finite number. Like, okay, there's like six guys, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but that one guy that went over the cliff, he's like a red shirt.
Where did he come from?
Yeah, literally when someone would die, my mom would be like, who was that? And my brother and I were like, he's a red shirt.
Yeah, we kept going back. Like the next day, we're like, let's go back. Who was that?
It was literally like the main Suicide Squad group, and then all of a sudden there were like three other like, oh, you're gonna die.
Off at the end of last week, it looked like you're going, okay, there's like five guys.
It was just,
and then suddenly I'm counting, there's like nine guys, so that means they're cannon fodder, you know,
yeah.
Or they're zombie fodder.
The nice thing is, well, nice or sad thing is, that's the least of the problems I had with the show this week.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't distract me. It's just that we at work, everyone's going, well, who was that? That wasn't Eyepatch guy.
It was just to show, I think, the brutality of the situation.
Well, you've got to do that without losing the hat. You don't want to lose the Hound,
exactly.
You don't want to lose John.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, because they scared us with almost losing Tormund, and no, please don't take him.
Yeah.
Well, let's first you're out there.
Sorry.
Right, let's go step by step. Yeah, well, you know, it gets exciting.
It does.
It gets, but my job here is to rein in the fun.
And to say no crosstalk.
A rule we've broken dozens of times already today.
Game of Thrones is always that.
You're doing it to me right now.
Do you listen, Emma, when you're not on the show? Do you listen?
Yes, I do.
Is there a lot of crosstalk?
Yes.
Is it? And it's really, it's bad.
Sometimes it is, mostly because I get, I can't.
Headaches?
Not headaches. I can't.
Spells.
No.
Visions.
It's not overstimulated, but it's overstimulated.
You get overwhelmed.
Kind of, yeah.
You get anxious.
Sensory overload.
Yeah. A great name.
Sensory overload.
Mm-mm.
So sometimes for me, it's like I have to turn it down because it's just.
Who is the most annoying aside from me?
I don't know, because the crosstalk
is
always.
That's putting her on the spot because I'm sitting right here.
It's not really one person, but it's like when someone's talking and then three crosstalks will happen. I'll be like, okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you notice when I just get quiet and wait for it?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I just wait for the storm to pass. I hunker down. I'm zen.
But, like, I'm
zen
guilty of crosstalking, too. Because
we all do it
because
we get excited.
We get excited. We want to get our points across.
We're nerds.
Yeah.
As long as we understand that I am the most important, and once I stop talking, once I start talking, everything else stops,
yeah, absolutely.
Then it's fine.
That'll be the day.
See?
No crosstalk.
So they're out in the snow.
Okay.
They're out in the snow. And then they
play by play.
So we got everything. So they're out doing their thing. And then we get back to we get where Winterfell, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then Arya right? Okay, Sansa decides she's going to go through the old luggage, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Arya's luggage, right? She opens it up, right? Mystery Science Theater joke, one of my favorite Mystery Science Theater jokes ever. I said, turned to my wife and I said, oh, she's Martin Landau. Because there's just rubber mask after rubber mask. It's like a Mission Impossible.
Anybody of a certain age is thinking that.
Yeah.
They're thinking, oh, it's Roman Hand. Ta-dun, 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 here's an Akeem Tamaroff ta-dun, mask. Ta-dun. And here's a Nehemiah Persoff mask.
I don't get why she was so shocked, though. Because Arya straight up told her, was like, I studied with the many-faced god. Like,
I don't think she knows what that is. I don't think Sansa knows what that is.
That's fair, yeah.
Or like that it's literal.
That like, it's like I carved a genuine
the faces
thing,
off these people, yeah.
Now let me I have some questions. Our good friend of the show,
okay,
and number one Game of Thrones fan and person who is annoyed with us the most for forgetting things, Hiddish Patel sent me a list.
Said, it's Hiddish that you use? Okay.
He says we forget things.
Oh, he gets so frustrated.
When we talk about the show?
Yeah, he gets frustrated because we don't know names and we don't know. We're like, he gets really like,
you know, so he's like, don't say eye patch guy. Say the guy's name.
Don't say Justin Turner. Say Tormund.
Okay.
All right. So here's his question. He had a couple questions. He wrote it down for me. So how has Arya, who's been taught to detect lies, not already know Littlefinger's plan? Or that Sansa isn't lying?
Yeah.
Or Sansa, who knows Littlefinger's deceit, right? Mm-hmm. They also have Bran to tell them the future. Mm-hmm. So his theory is he thinks they're playing Littlefinger.
I absolutely agree.
That would be something.
That I absolutely makes agree. Sense, and I want that.
But I don't. That would be great, but I don't think that's what's going on. That would be great, though. That'd be like two steps ahead of what anybody's thinking, you know.
Unfortunately, I don't think they're writing Sansa smart enough to play Littlefinger, but I think Arya has him down. Because when she gets in the room with Sansa and she's like, I learned how to play the game of many faces, where I would lie and they would hit me if I was wrong. I think at that moment, she started playing the game against Sansa, where she was like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to wear your pretty dresses. It was like, no, all of these are lies that she's making sound real so Sansa can run to Littlefinger and be like, oh, Arya's going to kill me. And then Littlefinger will obviously go after Arya, and then Arya would hopefully just end him.
Yeah, it's time for somebody to put a sword through Littlefinger.
It's long overdue. It's long
But the thing, what I was thinking is this might simply be that the two of them never got along, and mm-hmm. she still thinks of her as her little sister. And it could, if that would be the simplest explanation, is that they never really did get along, and now they're just picking up where they left off.
Yeah,
and
they were never the closest.
The stakes are higher now.
Yeah,
you know.
They were never the closest.
Also, it's too bad they really don't. They've alluded to this a couple times in conversations. Neither one of them really knows what hell the other one's gone through.
Exactly.
You kind of like in real life, you'd want them to just sit down and go, "Do you know exactly what happened?" Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the mm-hmm. last 12 months.
This is with them. It's starting to feel like a Three's Company episode, where one simple explanation right. and the whole episode comes undone.
And that's usually kind of annoying when it's like, if you would just say, and not say,
if you would just send the raven, or
you mean Mr. Roper was looking for the rent? No.
And it's funny because I think it's starting to turn people off of Arya, who's been kind of a fan favorite.
Yeah. Now they say she's a little monster.
I think people are saying,
you monster.
Somebody on Facebook, or somebody in an article, it might have been The Onion, said that if they had medicine, the way Arya's acting is, if they had medicine cabinets in Winterfell, mm-hmm. that Arya would have appeared the second after Sansa washed her face and like, looked in them, and her face would just be like, and I was like, oh my god, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That is the perfect analogy.
Well, they have Bran, who knows like everything.
But they don't ever harp on it, yeah.
But, I mean, well,
he knows everything.
Sansa,
but he
I think Sansa doesn't take it seriously, and I think Arya is like half taking it seriously. But it's such a good catalyst to get everybody up to speed mm-hmm. and not undo like your suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Suspension of disbelief.
Yes,
I can't talk either. It's okay. Yeah. I'm not making fun of
one
it.
Of those
like,
days.
Like you, Bran is such a good conduit for that, and would make such a good extra episode filler for clip show.
Yeah. Well, like when they get Arya back, or no, when Bran comes back and they're sitting under the tree, and Bran,
like, that was so good.
And but Bran was just like, I need to send a raven to Jon. Like, I need to talk to Jon. Why wasn't Sansa like, but why? Like, can we know why? Can I know why?
And he's so mystical and weird about it that it's not like you can just like pick his brain and go, now tell me what happened last episode.
He's being so edgy about it.
Why is he weirder than Blood Raven?
Yeah.
Probably listens to a lot of Paramore.
Was Blood Raven Max von Sydow? Who's Blood Raven?
The tree wizard guy.
Yeah, yeah, Max von Sydow.
That was Max von Sydow.
Hiddish is just like,
I know, gnashing his teeth. Don't say Max von Sydow. Say
okay. Say Jedi dude from the start of
say old,
episode 7.
Say old Swedish dude.
Old Swedish dude.
Okay. Yeah, it's because, and also because he's a kid, and also he wasn't ready. Remember, the main thing was he got this
sensory
this,
overload.
He got this
sensory
power. Exactly. Remember the last thing he said was, am I ready? Well, no. You're not ready. I've got to get ready. He's all, nope, you're not ready.
Yeah.
And then gone. It's like, what? So he's kind of like, yeah.
This is Bran's fault.
He's a little bit over his head.
A good
I think.
Portion of it yeah. is, yeah.
I think he's finally kind of figuring out what he can and can't do. Mm-hmm. But he came into this, I mean, because he was in over his head, that's why Hodor yep. ended up the way he did, you know? Yep.
He's why'd 13.
You, that was so sad. Yeah. He's supposed to be about
13. Bran is 13.
But he has lost all emotions because of the three-eyed raven.
Oh, yeah.
He's basically Spock.
Yes.
He's basically Spock.
Yes. He's beyond Spock. Spock has some spark of humanity.
He's like 100% Vulcan. Like, he's,
love it. What did you guys think of the conversation that Tyrion had with Danny about the succession?
Yeah.
Who was going to succeed?
Yeah. I liked that.
I liked it because it made me wonder.
And she's all, this conversation is over.
Like, she took charge.
Like the Godfather, like, not until I'm sitting on the throne.
Does Tyrion know that, well, before she mentions it during that conversation, does Tyrion know that she's infertile?
Yeah, because he says, they say you can't have kids. Okay. And that's when she kind of shuts down and she's like, the dragons are my kids. And he's like, dragons can't rule kingdoms. So. Okay.
I'm listening. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. It
was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was weird, but in a sense, like, I liked it because it made me wonder. Because this season is very much question-answer with the things Dany's doing and bringing her up to speed. And then it was like, you're not going to live forever. Who's going to take over after you? And even she was like, well, that's not... I'll save that for future Dany. That's
she's
not
gonna be
now
a zombie.
Dany's problem. Yeah, she's just going to be a White Walker on the throne.
I love it. I hope so.
So, the rescue... She rescues him with the dragon.
Wait, we're not there yet.
Well, so what's your
don't
what's
worry.
What's your book say?
What's
hey, listen.
Next?
What's your outline say?
Listen.
What should we talk about next?
When we're in the car, one person is driving.
What do you want us to talk about next?
Well, I'm going in chronological order of the show.
Okay.
So what is
so what's
next?
So next.
Yes.
Now we have a special appearance by
Ed
Sheeran.
DC superhero, The Flash. In the form of Gendry. And here is...
I know, everyone's all, how can you run so fast?
Here is my biggest problem with this season.
Yes.
And it is a big problem for me because I'm a nerd, and I don't think it's rivet counting. I know people are going to
go... No, it isn't. Everyone's complaining about this.
Here's why. Yes. Because you spent 6 years. Sometimes one character spent a whole season going from one place to another.
Walking or by boat.
In Westeros.
It took forever.
Now everybody's just like warping in and out. Everybody's just teleporting.
And you know what? You're not the only one. Everyone's complaining about that. Like, well, how did Gendry get back so fast?
Yeah.
How close are they? You know?
Yeah, maybe if they... Okay, let's say they walked, you know, a day or two.
Yeah.
Now, in the time you could cover a day or two in the snow, how far could you get running?
Yeah.
And how fast did you have to run? He's like, you're the fastest, but you're still running through the snow.
Yeah.
And he's not the only character where you're going, how did they get across the world and back in like a day?
Yeah.
In or
exactly.
a week. It's like they used to just, you know, even when they're taking the boats, you're like, what? How's he back already? You know?
Yeah, why didn't he send Tormund? Because like 10 minutes before, Jon was like, oh, you're the fastest, you gotta run back. Gendry was like, I don't know snow. And I'm kind of freezing already.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to keep him warm.
Yeah. But then he was just like, oh, yeah, you don't know snow. You don't know this terrain. Why don't you run as fast as you can and try not to get lost? Like,
yeah, let's, can you even
sense.
Find it?
Yeah, it just
like,
didn't make
how
sense.
Is he not, how is he going to find it in a snowstorm?
Not only that, how did the dragons find, how did she know automatically where Jon Snow was?
Dragon tracker.
I mean, is there like a, maybe
one thing you can, well the one well, the one thing that can move fast on this show is the dragons. It's the one thing we're not going. How do they get around
exactly,
so fast?
Exactly.
No, they're fast, and from an aerial view,
you can find.
If she has a rough idea where the wall is, I guess you know. I don't know.
She's never been to Westeros, though.
No?
I think HBO released a map of it, though. Not of.
Oh, that's
I think
right.
They released a map of every how everyone's traveled so far. And,
isn't
like,
her
where
room? Doesn't
gone.
She
her
have that
map
in
map.
Her room?
That war table is a
maybe
map.
Maybe that's true. I'm sorry. You're
that
right.
thing
you're
looks like a three dimensional.
You're right.
Yeah.
War.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Aaron. I apologize.
That's the war room.
I said it right here. I was wrong. See, I can admit when
we
I'm wrong.
We all have faults.
I wish Jill wasn't talking so much during the segment, but
I'll be quieter.
So they get ambushed. They find a white, and they're like, "Let's." I got to be careful the way
they
I say that.
Get in these troubled times,
they ambush the whites. They kill them. Now we have a new rule: if you kill the one that turned you,
cut off the head, the snake falls.
Yeah, the snake that you kill all the ones that it turned.
Mm-hmm. But
which means if they kill the night king,
nearly everyone would fall.
Everyone would fall, right?
Yes. Yes. And you can see that in John's eyes. He keeps thinking, can I get over there fast
exactly.
enough? We got to take him out. He keeps looking at him. I got to take
that.
Him out. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that.
I feel like John knew this before, though. This was established before, right? That
I don't know.
No, I think that was a new rule.
Because he's killed
a leader. He was puzzled. He's
before.
All, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why did they all fall? And he's all, well, maybe.
It made so much sense to me when it happened. I was like, I just feel like I had known this already.
It was like a vampire thing.
Yeah.
You kill the main vampire and they all drop.
Yeah, the
know?
Only thing that didn't make sense to me was like the one convenient white
Remember?
That didn't fall. And it was just like, cool, this is a trap. But it took them way too long to figure it out. It was like
I don't think it was a trap. It called to the other ones.
I think it was a mix of both. I think they knew what was going
to
happen.
Here's what that's. You bring up a good point that we're going to get to that my buddy Hiddish wrote a point about this, but we missed. I forgot because I was following this paper so closely. We forgot about the polar bear. We did mention it earlier on.
Yeah,
but there's that polar bear attack,
zombie polar bear,
which is where we lose a lot of our red shirts.
It was good foreshadowing.
But it was nice to see the flaming swords. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
They light up the swords and they go after it. And so what do we know kills the White Walkers?
Fire and dragonglass.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
So you can knock it down and you stab it and it'll get back up.
It gets back.
Yeah.
So I love the one that they tied up and put
a bag
over his head. And it's like, wow, I guess they're really going to just sail this thing over to Cersei.
Yep.
Now, there's a lot of people on the internet saying this is the stupidest plan of all time. Do you guys agree with that?
It is.
What
it's really
reasons?
Out there.
They already tried this. They tried this already. They sent a severed arm to Westeros and it stopped moving by the time it got there.
But that was a severed arm.
That was.
It's not the same as a whole zombie that's not going to die unless you put dragon glass in it. Yeah.
Also, not to be nitpicky, just because dragon glass is. Valyrian steel is
that's
also
right.
made of, out of dragon glass.
Okay.
Is it? Is that right? Valyrian steel is made out of dragon glass?
Yeah,
that's why Longclaw
I don't know
do
if it. Is alloy the right word? But
It's mixed. It's
I didn't realize
something.
There was a
metal.
Yeah, Valyrian.
So
I better look this up before Hiddish. He's
is
screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah, that's why
talk
Longclaw.
Amongst yourselves.
That's why Longclaw can do it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why.
I just thought he like dipped it in dragon glass.
So Longclaw, and then you have the dagger that Arya has is also Valyrian steel.
Mm-hmm.
Heartsbane, which is what Sam has. He took from his dad is also Valyrian steel.
Mm-hmm.
What's Joffrey's again? It's Widow's Wail is Valyrian steel.
That's right.
Oathkeeper is Valyrian steel.
Okay, so all those can take.
So I'm on the Game of Thrones wiki. Okay. We're under Valyrian steel. Valyrian steel is a form of metal that was forged in the days of the mighty Valyrian Freehold. When fashioned into bladed weapons, the steel can hold an especially keen edge, remaining sharp forever without the need for honing. Aside from its sharpness, Valyrian steel is recognizable by its strength and light weight. In comparison to ordinary steel, as well as by a distinctive ripple pattern visible in the blades. Along with dragon glass, Valyrian steel is one of the few known substances that can kill White Walkers.
So it's different from dragon glass, but it is like
although this property is not widely known, apparently not even to the White Walkers themselves.
Ah.
One up on us.
Aaron knew. Mm-hmm. It was lost. The secret of the forging was lost.
Because of the doom of Valyria.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you even on your phone? We have a human Game of Thrones Wikipedia
at
the table.
We have a human being.
So ice, ice of the House Stark is made from Valyrian steel. Oathkeeper.
I think ice got melted down because ice was Ned's. Ice was Ned's. It was melted down into two blades, Widow's Wail and
Oathkeeper.
Oathkeeper.
Mm-hmm. And which one ended up with Jaime?
Widow's Wail.
Widow's
Wail. He gave Oathkeeper to Brienne. So Brienne has Oathkeeper.
That's right. That was such a good story.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then
so
Longclaw, the Mormons have one.
Mm-hmm.
Heartsbane.
Well, John has Longclaw.
Sam has Heartsbane. Lady Forlorn, the ancestral sword of House Corbray. And the dagger.
The
dagger.
The dagger.
Littlefinger's dagger.
That,
now
the one
Arya
that Arya
has.
Gave to Sansa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
why,
I guess Sansa's what was the, keep it?
What was the significance of that, that she gave it to Sansa?
It may have been the sense of, like, I know I said I was going to kind of screw you up, but, like, I'm not going to.
It's going to end up peace thing. In a meeting like with Littlefinger. And yeah. Littlefinger, they're going to have a conversation about it. I just know it now that Sansa has it, because...
Oh, that's right, because Bran knew the whole thing. Because
yeah, Bran knows exactly what's going on.
And he knows what's going on with Littlefinger. And the, yeah.
He knows that Littlefinger tried to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Jill, are you awake?
Yes.
Okay.
I know this would. If I were you, I would be really annoyed. Like, well, are they still talking about this?
Oh, don't even worry.
She deals with me every Sunday, so.
Yeah. Again, that dagger is a really important MacGuffin.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I like that you use the word MacGuffin.
I know.
But it's an egg MacGuffin.
Hey!
Pretty bad joke. Pretty bad joke. Renee
there he is, dressed as note, Gendry.
And on that note,
Renee is wearing a Flash shirt. So are you, Emma.
I didn't get the great memo. It's okay.
You're wearing a Harley Quinn shirt.
Yeah.
You're still wearing DC.
I'm wearing a striped shirt.
I'm wearing a plaid shirt. And John's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And this has been Fashion Update.
In Westeros.
Today in Westeros fashion. Speaking of Westeros fashion, boy, Dani has some beautiful...
Her winter wear.
Right? Her winter wear is to die for, guys. Let's talk about it.
I mean, Viserion died for it, so...
Yeah, hello. Hello, that's true. Oh, that was cold. You know who else died?
It's Vaudeville.
Our friend Thoros. So now Beric is mortal.
Yeah.
Beric can't come back.
Yeah, the Hound said it. This is your last fight. Like, this is your last fight.
He can't bring you back.
This is your last time on Earth.
But that was a great... The way they did that scene where they're on the ice, and the ice just went, and then they're stuck on that little island, and then the Hound of all people...
That made me so mad. I was like, you're... Fucking idiot.
But you know what? That's very in keeping.
He's
not thinking that far ahead.
Yeah.
And he's all, uh-oh.
It's so great.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a thing. The weight of them. You know, at first, when the weight of them just go marching into the water, you know. That's crazy. Great. And then you're thinking, they're going to freeze to death out there. They're trapped. They're on an island. Yes.
I thought Ser Jorah was going to get it because they showed him in the previously on. Game of Thrones. I was like, oh, Jorah's going to get it.
Yeah.
And then that whole speech, like, you should have the sword, like my father wanted you to have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody noticed, and I don't know if this is doctored or not, somebody noticed that
the pommel.
He said, I put the lion on the hilt of the sword.
It was a bear because of House Mormont.
Yeah, he put the lion on it.
It's a wolf,
And the lion, the eyes were...
It's a wolf.
I said lion, right?
Yeah.
The wolf's eyes were closed.
Yeah.
When he went into the water, and when he throws the sword out, when he comes out, the wolf's eyes are open.
Yeah.
Really?
When he touches them, supposedly.
So what
someone,
could be the explanation for that?
Well, what I read was that the jewels that make up the eyes on the wolf are opaque, so it
depends on when the light catches it.
Yeah. So the. Appears to be the eyes opening is a reflection of Jon coming up.
Okay.
And then, you know, it begs the eternal question, when will my reflection show
who I am inside?
You know what I mean?
I was really expecting, we might be jumping the gun, but I was really expecting when Jon went down to come up on Viserion as an ice dragon. I was really, really hoping for that.
I was thinking he was going to pop out in that lake that Jaime came out of in the episode before. And I was like, that's how they're getting everywhere.
It's a time tunnel.
It's like the little holes, the little grottos.
Remember in
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the middle world where they hop into the little ponds. And that's what I thought it was. I was like, they found it. It's the Tom Sawyer episode of Twilight Zone. Just go to the bottom of the pool. You come up in like 1860s.
Oh man.
In the Antebellum South. You could just fly to Virginia, I guess.
You could do that today.
Hello.
Yes.
We're just kind of skipping around. So now they have this big battle, and it looks like Jon Snow's going to bite it yet again. But you know he's not, because he can come back to life. So I wasn't really that nervous.
But
think about
how many times he's died. How many times he's come back from the brink.
He's got to be exhausted.
Yeah, even I know how many times he's come up from the dead.
It's amazing.
He's got to be exhausted.
I mean, Jon's literally died once.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about all the near misses, you know?
Man,
Like every
he's a
time
trooper.
He, yeah, every time he pulls his sword out, he's probably like, how's it going to be today? Yeah.
I mean, Battle of the Bastards, he almost drowned under the weight of all those soldiers.
That was,
you know?
So stressful.
And then
yeah.
twice in this episode.
Mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm. then you're thinking, okay, he's out of the water. How's he ever going to make it back?
Yeah.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Benji.
Benjen.
Uncle
Benjen.
Yes. Benjen.
Yes.
Uncle
yeah.
Benji.
A.K.A. Cold Hands.
Yeah, my buddy was saying, Hiddish was saying that in the show... Cold Hands is not mentioned to be
name,
but if you watch
the behind the scenes,
they do refer to him as Cold Hands.
Yeah.
So he's basically, if you're familiar with Blade, he's basically a daywalker. He's like in this this half turned state. Mm-hmm. Shows up a deus ex machina to come and save him. But I thought it was cool because it's always nice to see him.
Yeah.
He doesn't come around very often.
No,
no, and he's
like the best uncle
anymore.
Ever. How many times has he saved him?
Now he's gone. He's not coming back.
Yeah, he's not coming back.
This really looks. Yeah, I don't know how he's coming out of this.
No, he's the little thing they do.
Yeah, what is that?
He got devoured.
Yeah, he got swarmed.
But what is that? He's swinging around. What is that?
It's I don't know.
The thing you use in the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
you
that's
what it looks like.
Exactly.
That's
what I was
going to
say. But it's just got flames in it. Yeah, it's just got flames.
I thought that was great when you saw him like coming over.
Yeah, I don't know what those are called.
Mace or whatever.
Yeah, because remember when Benjen left last time? He said, "At dawn, look to the west."
Yeah.
And then here he comes.
Is he the only daywalker?
Yeah.
Is he the only one that's in a half state?
I think so.
I believe.
There's nobody else that's got his situation, right?
No.
That's kind of like Blade, right?
Yeah,
half vampire, half. Yeah.
And then after that, you get so now we're back, and everybody has this. Everybody at first, everybody's okay. First of all, Game of Thrones fans, if you're going to be disgusted by Jaime and Cersei. You can't be excited. You
about
can't be
John
pushing for John and Danny.
Thank you.
Literally, I have been...
Me too.
For the last...
Furious.
Three weeks, I've just been like, what the fuck?
Me too.
Just like,
what?
Fans are...
John and Danny.
What, you don't like it?
No. Oh my God, no.
You can't like one and hate another for...
Because they're related.
Yeah. John is
they're
his...
related. Yeah, we just found out it's kind of like a Luke and Leia thing. They don't know they're related.
It doesn't matter. We know, and I'm
don't
uncomfortable
know.
About it.
I kind of like those scenes. I think that's really something. He's laying in bed going, "I bend the knee," but
it's sweet in that sense. But like,
but that's the only thing that's bent. Hello,
and he's all boring. I bend the knee, but it's a little uncomfortable.
What was that?
I said, lady.
Hey, lady. Someone online, great joke. I don't know. I wish I could. I'll find it on Twitter. Somebody said, Danny may be moving to warmer temps, but she's still expecting 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Oh, hello. I like that.
Hello.
I like that. I'll be using that. I'll be using that many times.
I just can't be comfortable with people being like, oh, they're so cute. They're such a good couple.
Well, you know.
It's like, no, they work.
That's the least of it.
They work well together because they're both Targaryens, and that's why it works.
Look,
it doesn't work any other way.
The line I loved is, you know, he says, I wish I hadn't gone. I wish I could take it back.
Yeah.
What I love is when she said, no, you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Words to that effect. She says, no, I had to see it, and now I know.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, until you see all these armies of dead people, you just cannot know.
And I think that's why John actually finally bent the knee. I don't think it was any type of sense of him feeling guilt over Viserion's death that made him do it. I don't think it was... He just saw that she was sad.
No, but he knew that
she
had his back. He knew that she was going to come.
She saved him.
He didn't want to bend the knee as a crazy person to her. He didn't want to bend the knee as her believing
this isn't
true.
Like,
he wanted her to know this is actually real.
But I don't think it was guilt, but he knows that she was willing to put it all on the line.
Absolutely. He's guilty about it. He's absolutely guilty.
Basically, one of her children died, and she's still willing to come and say, hey.
I'm not saying he's not guilty.
And she also sees what he's all about, because he says, go.
Exactly.
You all get on that dragon. I have got to stay behind.
Exactly.
And so she had a moment where she's looking out over and going, he's gone. And he gave his life so that we could get out of here. Yeah.
And there was a really – well, let's talk about the big moment in the show.
Okay.
And that's obviously
– I just want to say
– Tormund screaming for help.
It is about Tormund, but I just want to say that the bending the knee part, there was a conversation prior to all of this action. Tormund was talking about Mance and how fucking stupid he was that he didn't bend the knee.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like that is
isn't it weird that Tormund is the
like
voice
the
of
smart,
reason?
Yeah.
I feel like that is the, like, not that John agreed and he's like, oh, when I go back, I'm going to bend the knee, but that, I feel like that is the point where he's just like, okay.
You're absolutely right.
Well, him and
because what was the line after that? He says, how many people had to die because
because of his pride.
Because of his pride. That was another character he was referring to.
Yeah, and him and Danny had that conversation in the cave where she kind of referenced John's old speech to, I think, Mormont.
To Mance Rayder.
At the wall where he was like, your pride is going to kill us all. Yeah. And then Danny was like, you won't bend the knee because you're proud. And then now Tormund is like, your pride is going to kill us all. But I don't think it was his pride that stopped him from bending the knee.
No.
I think it was him not wanting to bend the knee as a liar, so to say. A liar as in, like, Danny doesn't believe that it's real. That's what I mean.
I think you're putting too much 21st century psychology into John
It's more like they both know the stakes now.
Yeah.
It's like, now you know the stakes. And I don't think
John's that deep.
I can't phrase it the way I want to.
I don't think John's that deep, though. I think you're giving John an emotion. Not emotional. I think you're giving him a depth that he doesn't maybe – he's not worried about that.
I think he's got the depth. He's maybe not eloquent, but he's got the depth. Yeah. He's thinking about this stuff. But he doesn't always have to –
I just think he has the weight of – I think what it is he has the weight of being the king of the North.
Absolutely.
And wanting to live up to his father and that.
And protect them.
And protect them, too.
Protect them.
And I think he's also – you know, he also has to kind of keep his guard up because he doesn't know what she's about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have this foreign queen, and you know, there's still a lot of that.
Yeah.
As progressive as Jon Snow seems to be, it's still like, hey, you're a foreigner.
Very different,
you're a foreigner, and you're not here on this. But I'm glad you brought that conversation up, Aaron, because it also shows you that the Wildlings had – they're not just like these cardboard – they're not savages. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. like – they had problems with their.
They
had a whole political system.
Like, Mance united all the tribes. Like, all the tribes had their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they were treated as savages.
Yeah. It shows you that they were capable of, like Tormund is a not only understanding, he has his own opinions about the way Mance, and even though he stood by him, he might not have been 100% on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really, I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of let it go. And thank you, Aaron. I knew you were here for a reason. Not just your dashing
the
good
Lord
looks.
Of Light sent me.
Wow. The night is dark and full of terrors. So now let's get to it, guys.
Viserion.
The dragon.
The blue-eyes white dragon?
Yes. Okay.
You know, when he went down, everybody's going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We know what that means.
Oh, yeah. I told both you boys last week about an ice dragon.
You did not believe me.
John was on board. John was like, okay, yeah, there was a book about ice dragons. And I was like, yeah.
Fun fact.
Whatever. What were you
going
to say? Fun fact.
Fun fact. George R.R. Martin wrote a separate book.
Yeah, that's
called
what John
the
told.
Ice Dragon.
Yeah.
Like it takes place. It's like a children's book, and it takes place like 1,000 years before Game of Thrones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's literally fire and ice.
Have you read that?
It is literally.
I have
fire
not.
And
ice. I
bet you
I
people looking
to.
For that now.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen, guys. Now here, let me go to hit another point.
Can it breathe ice?
Yes, it's supposed to freeze his enemies in like half a heartbeat. The same way Danny's dragons do fire, he does ice, and it's just
yeah. But that's two on one.
Absolutely.
I'm like curious how much the Night King knows about like his powers.
Yeah.
Like, when the Children of the Forest turned him, like they was against his will. Like,
I know. He was just like, what do I do? Like,
here's he's had a long time to figure
where did
it out.
Get these ice javelins from?
How did he get so good at it?
Let me ask you, a lot of time on his hands.
This is from Hitesh Patel. Okay. Was last episode all an elaborate trap set by the Night King so he could get a dragon? He has powers similar to Bran,
mm-hmm.
and they conveniently had ice spears and not swords.
Yeah.
Also, chains to pull the dragon.
I know, everyone's all, where do you get chains that size?
I made the same joke.
I didn't even think about that.
They said, like, why? They're just hanging around? They're just dragging these chains?
The Night King has green seer powers?
Apparently.
What's that?
Like how Bran can see through the crows. Because like a couple episodes when Bran is like crowing it out and then he sees the Night King. The Night King looks up and, like, shuts Bran out at the crows. Huh. You know what I mean? Or the ravens.
Okay. All right. And he also asks, will the undead dragon breathe fire or ice or snow? Like you said, and you said, breathe ice.
Snow.
And then he said,
a winter flurry?
Like, yeah.
Fire kills.
I just want a let it go sequence.
Yeah, right.
With the Night King and Jon.
Yes. I'm sure it was a joke, but I was reading it as a, also, fire kills whites, but will it kill a dragon white? Will fire kill a dragon?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
It would have killed that bear, probably, right? That zombie bear.
Wait, what's the question? Will dragon fire kill a white?
A dragon wife.
Will it kill the ice dragon? Is the ice dragon more powerful somehow?
I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean, the whole idea is fire kills a white, so.
Yeah. But they'd probably have to, like, if they need to take the dragon down, they'd have to make those spears and somehow make spears out of the dragon glass.
Wait. if they work together with Cersei and they get a new scorpion and use, well, who else? Thoros is the only one that can light the swords on fire, right? Or can
No, they both did it because remember
they both did,
him and Beric, remember they went at the, they both lit their swords.
If they can light the bolts on fire on the scorpion,
it would work, yeah.
That's the equivalent to an ice javelin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But that's the thing, and Hiddish said it in there, is like they only brought three spears, and the other two knight lords, whatever, had their swords.
That's when John was like, get to the Jabba!
Yeah, that's they knew, like, John's going to call Danny, and we're going to see those three dragons. We're going to get our hands on at least one of them.
When you watch it again, there's a great little moment when the dragon dies, and you see Jorah.
A great moment?
Yeah, there's no great moment.
But Jorah wants to say something, and he doesn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I thought that was such a great, because poor Jorah. We've all been there, man. We've all been there, Jorah.
We've all had grayscale.
Yeah, right. In certain areas, anyway. So, here's some
Westeros
other...
eczema.
That might be the name of my... Westeros eczema might be the name of my fantasy football
league. You should name this, like, name my league or whatever.
Now, here's something we glossed over, but Hiddish brings up this point. I'm not sure about the raven from King's Landing that came to Winterfell. Was it from Cersei or someone else? Sansa sent Brienne, but why would she send anyone if Cersei asked?
Mm-hmm.
I think it may have come from someone, but who?
Why would she send anyone?
Who else does she have over there that she can trust?
She can't go herself. That's just the main thing.
Yeah, but why would she send anyone? Because she knows that they'll kill him.
She hates Cersei.
She hates Cersei.
Well, who's the most likely to not die? It's Brienne.
That's true.
Who could you send that's not going to get sliced and diced?
Well,
you know?
Arya.
That's true. But, like, who, if it were for someone else, who does Sansa have left in King's Landing that would send her that?
Well, yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, well,
she doesn't really have anyone. They're all around
Well, this
her.
Is, are you talking about the raven of the invite to the armistice?
Yes.
This is because of Tyrion's meeting with Jaime, and Jaime convincing Cersei to have this meeting of armistice.
Yeah, Hiddish.
And the preview, you see they're all there. It looks like they're all going to be
so
there.
Much, yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a thing.
I want John as far away from Cersei as possible.
And in closing, he just said this. What will Cersei do? Last time this many important people were around,
she blew up the set.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves, but please into the microphone. And then here's what he says. He gives his final thoughts. I think Littlefinger will die Sunday. Maybe Arya will use his face to control the Knights of the Vale. Dragons will fly over King's Landing and destroy something, but not everything. And Cersei will see a white and say, that's not her problem. F you guys, since you didn't bend the knee.
That sounds so like Cersei.
It does.
And then she said, John's true heritage will not be revealed ever, is what he thinks.
I hope
he thinks it will never be revealed.
Because who's going to tell him?
Well,
Bran, I think, is the one only, who wants to tell him.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Really,
he said only
Sam
Bran.
And Gilly show up to the armistice.
I would love that. I'm waiting for Sam and John to get back together again because they were so good.
Oh, because he's the only one that knows. Actually, he doesn't even know.
Gilly knows.
His wife knows. Yeah.
He was such a jerk. He blew Gilly off in that. But so Bran and Gilly know about that.
He's a mansplainer.
He is.
Whoa, here he comes. He's a mansplainer.
But that's the thing is like next episode, I almost said season. Next episode, they're all meeting in what's called, I think it's called Dragon's Keep. It's where they held the old dragons in King's Landing.
Mm.
And I feel like if Dany goes and if she talks to Cersei and she's like, these guys took a dragon down, like, this is actually serious, then Cersei most likely is going to be like, oh, I need to get them on my side. And Dany's going to lose her mind.
Oh, an alliance, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like Cersei's just dumb enough to try and
do an alliance with the Night King.
Yeah, I feel like she's just dumb enough to be like, oh, I need to get them on my side kill your dragons and not worry
about
them.
Or she's going
to
want the Night King to turn her into a White Walker
so
that she can be queen forever.
That would be the worst thing.
Hey,
she'd be like, you can have the North, but let me have Westeros and Essos.
You know, that's an idea where she'd go, you know, she's so pissed off.
Yeah.
What have I got anymore?
It's like those girls that that wanted to marry the Night Stalker when he was in prison. You know? It's like that.
Yeah.
Like that situation.
That kind of insanity.
Man, that would really suck. I'm so mad that I thought about that.
It would be so frustrating.
But I love that we were all fans. Some of us more casual than others. Please don't yell at us. We just love the show.
Yeah. I'm pretty casual fan.
Well, Jill, wait, who's talking? Well, let's we're going to wrap it up. So we'll be back next week with the season finale. We'll talk about it, of Game of Thrones. But for now, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get to know our new friend Jill, because she was ever so patient. We're going to shine a light on her like the Rolling Stones. We're going to shine a light on her for the next 2 hours.
Thanks to the Lord of Light.
Shine a Lord of Light.
We're going to blaze our swords.
We're going to blaze our swords, and we're gonna light them up. We're
so
gonna,
to speak.
Light is right.
Whites are wrong. W-I-G-H-T. See how this can get very sticky?
Very sticky. They should call them something else.
Hello.
Like zombies. Let's call them zombies.
We don't say the Z word. All right. We will be right back. Hey, we're back, everybody, and it's we're not going to talk about Game of Thrones. Beyond me saying that, I think you're starting to see the fact that they really need George R. R. Martin's work as a foundation. I think you're starting to see them kind of not flail, but it's not as strong. Even though every episode of the season has been giving us something awesome, there's also like stuff where you can tell they're just trying to rush through stuff.
Yeah. Because they have bare bones from Martin. They don't have...
Are they not basing it off of books anymore?
He ran out of books.
He hasn't released this book.
He's so slow.
Stupid Winds of Winter.
Go ahead.
Last thing before we stop talking about Game of Thrones is the Horn of Winter and how supposedly Sam has it and they haven't
shown it?
Yeah.
What does that do?
Yeah, what is that?
So the Horn of Winter is supposedly an ancient artifact that is... Its sound can destroy the wall.
Where do you find that?
So speculation is when they were out beyond the wall, they found like this stuff, and there was like a couple pieces of dragon glass, like a raven horn, John was like, Sam, you can keep it. You like old stuff. And like every so often, they'll like be like, oh yeah, Sam has all this stuff that he's collected. And it's just like people are speculating that it could be the Horn of Winter. Mm-hmm. And like...
We don't deal with speculation on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's for book nerds.
I know.
I've heard a lot of people do. Sort of
I'm kidding.
I only say that because the new book is supposed to be called The Winds of Winter, and I was like, and it's supposed to have that horn on like the front of it, and I'm just like,
why would he destroy the wall though? What good would that do?
Depends.
If the zombies are approaching the wall, it would bury them. I don't know.
If enough of them are on the wall, and you take
it
down,
wouldn't kill them, but it would slow them down. Yeah. You know.
Gives you like a...
I mean, one thing we can be certain of is that he has told them where all the characters are going to end up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So you might... a lot of people gripe that this doesn't quite... The dialogue doesn't have the poetry of the first seasons and all that, but you know that the characters are going to end up where George R.R. Martin wanted them to end up. That last episode of the last season, he told them years ago, this is where everyone ends up.
We have to look at the... We can't look at the journey this season.
Yeah.
The unexpected journey?
All right. We have a friend. Our friend Jill is in the house today.
Hello.
Jill likes pop punk. Jill likes musicals. What's your favorite musical, Jill?
Oh, man. I don't know. Have you heard of Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder?
No.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Aaron has.
I saw that one, original Broadway cast, in New York City when I went.
Wow.
I know. It was a good day. But it's...
Their performance at the Tonys that year was really good.
It's phenomenal. It's got great music. It's a really fun premise. Really fun characters. I really enjoyed that one. I don't
know
if I have
favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I have like... it comes in waves, you know, like right now. I've been stuck on Hamilton like everyone else in the whole world for like 100 years.
Dear Evan
years.
Hansen.
Okay, I'm obsessed.
What's that one about?
Okay, here is the premise.
It's about depression,
really,
okay?
It is. It's really confusing.
Suicide.
And I had to read the synopsis while I was first listening to the soundtrack for the first time. Mm-hmm. I was actually driving to California.
I know.
But like, it's really confusing. It's about this guy named, this teenager named Evan, who he goes to therapy. He has really bad anxiety. He has depression. And his therapist suggests that he write letters to himself, you know, like, "Dear Evan Hansen, this is why today's going to be a good day. Here's how you can, like, okay. cope with these problems." Okay. And so it's his first day of his senior year. I think. And basically it sucks. And he's like, this is the worst. So he writes his letter and, you know, it's like, "Dear Evan Hansen, this year already sucks. Like, the only person I was hoping out for, you know, already bailed on me. Blah, 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 blah." Anyway, this kid who's a bully, he, like, you know, bullies him.
He, like, who's, like, the steals, brother of the girl that he likes.
The girl that he likes, yeah. He steals the letter. Mm-hmm. And then the bully commits suicide. And so everybody thinks that he wrote a suicide note to Evan before he died. And what's his name? Why can't I think of his name?
I don't remember his name.
This is your favorite musical.
Connor.
Oh, yeah, Connor. He also comes back as a horse ghost.
This is a musical? How is this a musical?
Well, it's got really incredible music.
No, no, no. I was saying, no, because you forgot his name. I was saying, this is your favorite musical, and you forgot his name.
Because I was thinking, how is this turning into a musical?
No. It sounds like Rent. I mean, think of...
Yeah, no, modern music overrated.
Yeah, but they're all modern musical. There was a time after, I think somewhere around after Stephen Sondheim, it was like there was a decree: all musicals will be depressing from now on. There is no more uplifting musicals.
Oh my gosh!
And that's why everybody loves Hamilton.
Yeah, I love,
because it's like a mix of both.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm obsessed. I love Hamilton. I think just because like I love history. I love history.
I know. Who would have thought that Alexander Hamilton would be this?
Kids would love
the story of Alexander Hamilton.
I know. Like, they were
it's
going
not
to
a
change.
Nice story.
They were going to change, you know, the $10 bill to Harriet Tubman.
And that's
but
who
they
did
decided
it.
To do the $20 bill instead.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
Because
Hamilton got so big so fast.
Well, also, Samuel Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Oh my God!
Can we put
Samuel Jackson?
It's a good happy medium. Instead of Harriet Tubman, we put Sam Jackson
on the 20.
Jackson's still going to be on a 20.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a black
still,
Jackson.
It could still say Jackson.
Yeah, a black Jackson. Black
How about Action Jackson?
Action.
That'd be Carl.
That's
Weathers.
Right, Carl Weathers on the 20.
On the 20.
It still says Jackson.
That's right.
You just put Carl. Yeah, I want that.
I don't want them to, like, print it nice. I want them to, like, cut out magazine
pictures. Just put on every 20 they come across.
Carl Weathers and just slap it on there.
There, you create jobs. You got people just cutting out magazines and just ruining them on
this.
Creating billions and billions of jobs.
No, because if you had
like a Banksy buck.
If you had Action Jackson on a 20, you're not going to want to spend that. You put that up in your house.
It's like a Disney dollar.
It's like a
Disney
You hold on to that thing.
Yeah.
You hold on to that thing. All right, so let's talk, Jill.
Would
you
be
like
the
musicals?
Rate.
I do.
You live in Montana.
I do.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know more, Jill.
What
so we're going to play a little game called Choose One.
Okay.
And you're going to have, there's 10 cards I gave you.
Yes.
I did not look at them ahead of time. They were chosen at random. You're going to flip those cards over and you're going to read them. Everything's an either or.
Okay.
And so you just have to, in your mind, you pick which one you like more. We're all going to try to guess.
Okay.
And then you reveal the answer to us. All right?
Okay.
So let me write this down. We have, what is your name, young lady?
Emma.
And John, of course. Ha ha. Good old John. And then we have A.A. Ron over there.
Yep.
And then we have me, your host. And I wrote host. Okay. So the first card says,
okay, get over it or carry a grudge.
Ooh, Emma, you're going to have to answer last on all these because you know her the best.
I was just going to say
so,
that.
So, Aaron, why don't you start? Do you think she looks like she would get over it or hold a grudge?
Well, considering that we think she's the opposite of me, I think she's going
to
get
you're
over it.
You're not supposed to say that out loud. You're not supposed to say that online.
Oh, whoops.
All right.
We can cut that out.
Yeah, no, we won't. We'll leave it in.
Does she even listen
to it? Post.
No.
Okay.
She will this episode. Watch. I'm going to say, what do you say, John?
She seems real level-headed. I'll say she gets over it.
I'm going to say because she likes musicals, what's she going to do? She's going to let it go.
Oh, no.
What do you say?
Yeah. I think she's a get-over it person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all got it?
Yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah. Look at her. She's so positive.
I know. That makes me feel so happy, though, that like
you
don't look...
First of all...
You seem like a positive person.
Yeah, you don't
seem like a person that coaches.
First of all, tone it down with a positivity, all right? This is a really negative podcast.
Right.
It is now.
Sorry, there's gore, incest, dragons.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're fit right in.
Yeah.
And zombies.
Dothraki.
Khaleesi.
Every guy named Ramsey.
Every time I stress her about Game of Thrones, she just randomly pops out Game of Thrones words.
I like that she's basically just talking like a stroke victim.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the last thing they saw.
Khaleesi, Dothraki, Ramsey. Yeah.
Where are you? Moon and stars.
All right. Okay, continue. Next one is blackjack or poker.
I know she likes Lady Gaga.
Blackjack.
Poker face.
No.
I'm going to say poker.
My. Modern music. Actually, that's not so modern anymore. That's like 10 years ago, huh? Jesus.
I think so. God.
Time is going by fast.
It's crazy.
Time is on your side.
Poker face is now an oldie but goodie. I will say poker.
Aaron?
I said blackjack.
I'm going to say poker.
I'm going to say blackjack. I don't play either.
Yeah. Mm.
Sorry.
If you had to pick one.
Was it an answer?
Well, I mean, I've played poker with Oreos before, so I mean, okay. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Oreos.
Poker.
That would be a good name, a poker with Oreos.
No.
Poker with Oreos.
We're going to get this name.
Okay, Oreos. Next one is steak or sushi.
You're from Montana, steak.
Yeah, steak.
Sushi.
What if she's one of these...
Where are you going to find sushi in Montana?
I am drinking out of a light bulb. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she is a hipster.
Maybe you're a hipster. Maybe it's only sushi.
Maybe she's one of those horrible vegetarians. Steak. What do you... Steak?
I say steak.
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 Are you sticking with sushi?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, well, it is steak.
Yeah.
But I was vegetarian for a while.
You dirty.
In Montana? Is that easy?
Well, I was in Utah at the time. But okay. I mean, it's not even hard.
Okay.
Aaron, you didn't get one?
I know, it's 2017. Yeah, it's like...
I was hoping to play on the fact that like steak is overly abundant.
Mm. Maybe you're sick of it.
It is good,
but it's expensive. So you know, I don't really eat it. I don't really get it that often.
Like most people don't.
No one in my family hunts or anything, so we don't have
no venison.
No.
By the way, Buffalo best steak I ever had was in Montana.
Oh baby,
is that right?
I kid you not. Best steak I ever ate in my life.
Yeah.
We were at a steakhouse it was a restaurant in Whitefish, Montana. And we had a steak.
Ironically, Whitefish.
Why do you all look at me like because I didn't know the restaurant? Like, Whitefish is so out of
it's
the way.
It's way up in the middle
of
nowhere.
Yeah, nobody goes to Whitefish.
No, I did.
I'm kidding.
I did because I felt like a little piece of Whitefish.
In the middle
but I got
of nowhere?
A steak and stuff.
So it's human steak.
Whoa.
That's long past.
There's no animals.
I didn't even know what to say. White steak. W-I-G-H-T.
Zombie. Zombie bear steak. Now there's an name for your fantasy like football.
Zombie bear steak.
Zombie bear steak.
That's a great one.
No, it's not.
It's okay. Like Shirley's Bear Fighter, the comic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, Mars or Venus?
I'm gonna say Mars.
Mars.
I'm gonna say Venus.
I'm gonna say Venus.
Venus, yeah.
Yeah.
Mars is too red. Venus is a lot more colorful.
I did a report on Venus. Fun fact for you, the atmosphere, the clouds are poisonous gases. So even if we could live there, we couldn't live there.
Poisonous gases.
I didn't know that about Mars. It's like methane. It's there's no clouds on Mars.
I don't know, this was fifth grade. I don't really remember.
Like
what
when they
type
talk about planets that are made entirely of gas. You're like, so what?
Yeah.
You can't land on it because it's all gas.
What does that mean
for Venus? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Venus.
Isn't it like high levels of like nitrogen or something like that?
I think so. Yeah.
I feel like
if only there was some way we could look this up.
That sounds scientific.
Next question.
Fix it or buy a new one.
You're in the middle of nowhere. You got to fix stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of replacing.
Fix.
I'll say fix.
Fix.
Yeah. I've had the same phone for like 4 years.
Yep.
Aaron, what did you say on the last one?
I didn't get it.
Okay. John's in the lead with 5. Emma and I are
tied
with 4. Aaron bringing up the rear with 2.
That's fine.
No, we're still best friends. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
I mean, it's a trade-off. I mean, all my Game of Thrones knowledge, and I know nothing about
Joe. Exactly.
It's okay. You know, I literally just got here. Yeah. So don't even worry about
That's the thing about this game. Mario always does it with new people, and we're like, how are we supposed
that's
to
the,
know?
That's the point.
That's the point of the game.
That's the point of the game, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, pen or pencil?
Pencil. I say pencil.
Pencil.
I say pen.
I say pen.
It's pencil.
Come on.
Hey, you love
she's
a
out
good
in the middle
pen.
Of nowhere.
I do love a good
she gotta
pen.
She got to sharpen a pencil. You do love a good There's pen. No buying
said,
ink.
She just said she likes a good pen.
I do love a good pen. You're right. I mean, but it's got to be like a good pen. Like,
by the way, guys.
Yeah, you have a choice pen.
What kind of pencil is that?
A crappy pencil or like a crappy pen and a pencil. I'll choose a pencil. But
by the way, guys, we talked about this. You missed the last episode.
I did.
My friend Jenny came in and we talked for 20 minutes about office supplies because she's a office supply nerd. And I talked about these Dixon Ticonderoga. They're called Sensomatics. They stopped making them a few years ago.
Aw.
You never have to click them. It's an automatic pencil where the lead just comes out. And they were going for like $35 for a pack of six on Amazon. I found an Amazon third-party seller. He had them for $3 for two. I bought four packs. I went to go buy more, and he's out of them. So they are there.
That's it. That's the end.
If you like pencils, this is the way to go.
Yeah, that's really cool.
This looks like a regular pencil, and you write with it.
Can I see that?
Yeah, I'll let you see it at the end of the show. It's great. But I just wanted to. It's a little happy ending postscript. I got a pen. You want to check it out? Well, here.
Is that why there was a picture of him on the Twitter?
Yes.
I was so confused. I was like, what?
Oh, so you don't listen to the show? Okay, perfect. What's the next card?
Caught. Thrift store or dollar store?
Ooh, the eternal struggle. That's like asking me Three Stooges or Marx Brothers.
Oh, that's easy. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Three Stooges.
That's like saying Curly or Shemp.
No, I would dip Marx Brothers for sure.
Marx Brothers? Yeah, I know, but then sometimes you just want to watch somebody get slapped in the face.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. All right. Beep, 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 beep. I'm going to say thrift store because you're in college. Because you can find good buys that will last at a thrift store. Dollar store stuff, you pretty much know. This is going to last me one or two times. And then
it's new, but it ain't going to last.
It's new, but it's not going to last. I'm going to go thrift store.
Thrift store.
Plus, she's a big Macklemore fan.
What is that?
What is that?
What's Macklemore?
So that's a singer.
Hey, I'm 55. What do I know from Macklemore? Is that a singer?
He's a singer. He sang the
thrift store song.
I'm going to...
First of all,
some tags.
It's thrift shop, fake fans, whoa. But whatever.
Whoa. Look at
five of their albums.
I finally
looking.
Become my father. What's a Macklemore?
So what do we have any answers? You said thrift store. I said thrift store. John?
What's an Elvis Presley?
What do you got?
I'll say thrift store.
I'll say thrift store.
Yeah, it's thrift store.
Yeah.
Of course it is, because you're a good human being. All right.
Yeah.
Aaron got it, too.
Because it goes to the Salvation Army. All proceeds go to the Salvation Army.
I also unironically like vintage things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure. You're not ironic because you're from Montana. You have no irony in your bones.
Correct.
There's no irony in there.
Is that true? Okay.
That was sarcasm, but not irony. All right.
Okay, necktie or bow tie?
Oh, man.
Personally, or what you like to see on other people? How are you answering this?
We'll see. Well, I mean, I don't wear ties, so we'll say what I like to see on other people.
Well, you're from Montana, so I'm going to go bolo. Bolo tie.
That is,
hey!
That is not an option.
Hello.
I'm going to say Colonel Sanders tie.
Yeah,
that's a string tie.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say, I think a necktie. I think she's over the whole hipster thing. I think she's sick of seeing it. She's sick of the beards. She's sick of the...
How many hipsters are there in Montana?
Do you see counting any? Myself, one.
That's great.
Actually, Montana's got like a lot of hipsters because I think everybody's like,
they're invading.
It's the cool, new, old place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And they want to get out of the city.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are some really cool places in Montana.
It's seriously one of the most beautiful states
it
I've
really
ever been
is.
To.
Like standing unbiased. I mean, I'm gonna be biased, but standing unbiased, like it's a really beautiful.
It's amazing. I want to go back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's unspoiled, right?
Yeah.
If the right? Canadians would stay out.
The Canadian.
Got to build that wall.
Are you on the? How close are you to Canada? You're on the border.
No, me. Well,
no, I mean the state.
Montana shares a border with Canada. Okay. Yeah.
No, but you.
Me? No, I'm like literally as south as you can get.
Yeah. Oh, and so what's the...
Because you're almost into Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm 4 miles from the Wyoming border and 8 miles from the Idaho border. Ah. So
you're right there in that little corner.
Right there in the little crook.
when I flew out to her, I was like, because it was my first time flying, I had no knowledge about what to do. I was like, do I need a passport? She's like, is that a Canadian joke? I was like, it's an honest question.
I was so ready.
She was so, like, hurt in the past by it. Like,
don't accuse, ever accuse somebody of liking Rush, ever. That's, like, the worst thing you could do. I mean, you could say they like sticks, too, but that's...
Whoa, hey.
Okay, what's the next card?
We didn't answer.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say bow ties.
I'm going to say bow tie.
I said necktie.
I'm going to say necktie.
It's bow tie.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, I don't know.
Sean's mad.
I'm
why
curious.
Am I incorrect? Yes, correct. But I think I like vintage things, Aaron said. And I don't know. I think it gives off, like, a more... It's just more consistent. Like, people have the fat neckties, they have the skinny neckties, they have the neckties. I think they look so tacky unless it's, like, a classic good necktie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be... But with a bow tie, like, you can have, like, a cool looking, like, a cool pattern or something.
Well, if you're a fat guy with a bow tie, though, that never looks good. That's my problem.
Five guys. Five guys, burgers and fries.
Five guys, burgers and fries.
Okay, next question is... Spinach or broccoli?
Oh, man. Broccoli.
I don't know.
They're both really good.
Are they?
I'm sitting here going, boy, they're both really bad.
I like broccoli better, so I'm going to go with what I like. I'm going to go broccoli.
That goes with cheese.
You're right, but...
No, I always laugh at that because, you know, broccoli's so healthy, but most people can only eat it if it's drenched in cheese or butter or dunked in something like ranch dressing. And it's like, well, you've defeated the purpose now.
I'm gonna go Brock Sampson. What do you say?
So when is the new
I don't know.
Venture Brothers coming
be out soon. I'll say broccoli. John?
I'll say broccoli.
Spinach.
It's broccoli.
Who said broccoli?
Me.
Everyone but me.
Not Emma. No, but whatever. She's only known me for like 4 years.
I've asked you about spinach before, and you were like, yeah, I like it.
How does that come up in a conversation?
Yeah, but you never compared it to broccoli.
How do you like spinach?
Yeah.
John and I are tied.
I tried spinach, and I was like, what are your opinions
I'm still falling behind.
We're all tied, except John and I are tied with each other. Aaron and Emma are tied with each other. You have six, we have seven.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the tightest game we've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm not into this question. It's snakes or spiders?
Oh, man.
Okay, is it which you would rather be around?
I guess it would be which she could tolerate more.
Okay.
How big are we talking really quickly?
Just North American, standard North American
like
size.
Like the old classic, we're not talking like Australian.
We're not like talking like Australian
or Harry Potter.
Okay.
We're not
talking
like a Middle Eastern camel spider. We're not talking about anything like that. We're not talking about like a
spitting cobra.
Yeah, we're not talking about we're not talking like a boa constrictor.
Those are adorable.
Or a python.
Okay.
Those are adorable.
Okay,
spiders?
Okay.
Rattler?
You're like, stop already.
Stop talking about spiders.
Good American, North American, like a copperhead or a rattler or a sidewinder.
So this is spiders or snakes.
Yeah.
So that would insinuate what you like.
Sure.
What you could tolerate more.
What you could tolerate.
Here's my thinking. Everybody has spiders in the house. So she probably sees spiders a lot more, which means she built up a tolerance. But that also means that she's sick of seeing them. And since she never sees snakes, she could probably tolerate seeing a snake. So I'm going to say snakes edge out barely. That's my thinking.
I don't know now.
Snakes.
I'm going to go with snakes.
I'm going to say you could tolerate spiders.
I'm going to say spiders because we talked about it.
Oh, we did talk about it.
We did talk about it.
Spiders are small. They could get, I mean, both of them are venomous, but like you could avoid a snake.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Dang it. You, like, all brought up, like, really good points. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You, like, changed your mind.
I know.
You're, like, between spiders
go
and snakes.
Go with your gut. What does your gut tell you?
Well, my gut originally told me snakes because...
Perfect. I get a point.
I mean,
that's it. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Show over.
But, however...
Just cut it right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, house spiders, they really don't faze me at all anymore. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, there you go.
I would much rather see a spider in my house than a snake.
There you go.
There you go.
So should I say spider?
You say whichever one you want.
I'm going to choose.
We said classic or generic.
Just or in the middle.
Dang it,
of the
I should have known.
You should have said between spiders and snakes, I pick broccoli.
Ors, man. Those are...
What'd you pick?
This is why I don't go canoeing, those ors.
I still have to pick.
Yeah, just pick one.
I pick R. I'm going to do spiders. I'm sorry.
Gets spiders and screws the host. That's
I'm sorry. Okay.
Hooray.
I'm playing for the user, so it's fine.
Wait, you
playing for the users?
Wait.
And who else said spider?
Me.
Emma.
And Aaron. It looks like she only has one card left. You said 10.
Wait, Emma and Aaron?
I've done 8 points, right? No, really? I'm wrong.
No, yeah, we're on point 8 because John's gotten them all.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, no, he hasn't. This is the last one.
Okay. I just want to
The best you can do is tie with John. If John misses, if John wins, he gets it.
No, that's not happening.
Okay.
I was really confident I would win this one, too.
Because you know her.
No, and I'm... You'll miss
John this. Always wins we'll this game. This John always wins this game.
You know why? Because there's no sports involved.
There's no action.
If there's any sort of like sporting angle, I'm not going to get it. You know?
You'll get this one, Emma. Okay, it's religion or politics. Oh,
man.
I love that. Oh, Jesus.
She's in Montana. Politics.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So there's a lot of cults up there.
I'll get this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you
but
will.
It's also
I'm going to answer last.
It's also super conservative, but she's on Twitter.
Here, I'll help you out. I am not conservative. I'm very liberal.
She's super conservative. I said Montana's conservative.
Montana is conservative.
Yeah.
We're getting out of it, though. That's bad for the mic, sir.
Really
could you
nice,
not do that, please?
Please stop.
Very ASMR.
It sounds like the ocean.
Is that the horn of winter you were just talking about?
Yeah,
the wall's
going
to come down.
It turns into snow and just like...
Again, a
it
light
doesn't
blizzard.
It doesn't shatter. It just like... It just melts it just like lightly. Just like...
Maybe it does it, but, like, over years in time, just, like, slow cracks. Like, it just, like, wears
just, like,
it down.
Just, like, stress fractures.
Exactly. Someone knocks it the wrong way or a bird crashes in and then it's down, like.
Yeah. Oh, just to go back on. So, in the books.
Politics. I say politics.
Me?
I love that.
I say politics.
Religion.
I forgot the question.
Religion or politics?
Religion.
Religion or politics.
Okay, so... I just feel like politics is really overdone in terms of like a talking point.
You can't stop talking about it.
Religion.
New things
happen
daily.
Religion, you can like talk about from a neutral standpoint. You don't have to be religious.
Where do you hang out?
I need to go where
people are level headed.
I don't know. Not
religion.
That,
yeah, yeah,
I've
yeah.
never taken a theology class, but like religion is like cool to like study.
Do you know how God is a baseball fan? Because the Bible talks about the beginning. All right, now.
Oh, man. Wait. God. I have a joke really quick. Can I tell this joke?
Yes, please.
Okay, so there's three people golfing. It's Jesus, Moses, and an old guy, all right? So they're golfing.
All right.
An old guy thrown in.
Jesus hits the ball. It goes in the water. He walks out on the water. He hits it. Goes in the hole. Moses steps up. He hits the ball. It goes in the water. He goes. He parts the waters, and he hits the ball. It goes in the hole. The old guy goes up, he hits the ball, it goes into the water, it gets swallowed by a fish, the fish gets picked up by a frog, the frog gets picked up by a bird, the bird flies over, spits out the frog, who spits out the fish, who spits out the ball, right into the hole, and Moses turns to Jesus and says, "Man, I hate playing with your dad."
That's a
love
good
it.
One. That's a good one.
We're like going to end on that. No, I'm just kidding. But that was good.
Thank you.
That was great. See, and now so I got to remember all that. We don't know. She hasn't answered.
Well, all of us haven't answered yet.
I love that. We're not done yet.
Has everyone given their answers?
I said politics.
I say religion.
It's religion. Oh, yeah.
Are you a theology major?
Well, no, but
no,
I am
she's
religious.
Music.
Aaron,
I'm a music major. Get with it.
Aaron, you got a point. You said religion, right?
I did.
Did John answer? Did you
answer? I didn't even answer.
That's what I thought.
John won either.
John was going to say politics.
You called it either
yeah,
way.
That's what I thought.
John was going to say politics. So, but we're all tied. We have a three-way tie now, so you gotta... I'm out of it. So it's a three-way tie for you guys.
Okay. Wait, am I really in the running?
Yeah.
You're in the running. He sounds so hopeful.
You have
like,
one more.
What? You mean this?
So I'm not even going to answer this. Oh, no, I should, because in case you guys miss it.
Okay. The question is... I feel like this isn't a good tiebreaker. Mostly because I can't pick.
So pick out another one.
Pick another.
Well, wait.
It was Charlie Brown or Lucy.
That's not a good enough tiebreaker.
Yeah, nobody likes Lucy.
I know.
She's a bitch.
Who's going to pick Lucy over Charlie Brown? Yeah.
Okay, send it back or just eat it.
Oh, that's interesting. That says a lot about a person, yeah.
She's nice. I'm going to say she just eats it.
She just eats it.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to cause problems.
Mm, I'm going to say Just Eats It.
I'm going to say Just Eats It.
Y'all are right. I just need
a tiebreaker.
I'm a waitress, so yeah. I was like, not going to do that.
Okay, wait, so you got
they
one.
They all said Just Eat It, yeah. Everybody and considering got you got the wrong boba and still kind of drank the drink. So.
I know.
Oh,
still,
they gave you the wrong boba?
Well, she ordered.
I still choked out the boba.
Oh, you wanted the popping boba, but they gave you the stupid gross tapioca.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I was like.
She stopped in her tracks. She's like, what?
This is why I don't like tapioca boba. It's,
yeah, I'm with you. Okay.
I read it before.
Okay, peanut butter cup or peppermint patty?
Peanut butter.
Well, you don't like Charlie Brown. We've already established that. So I'm gonna go peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter. You're not. You're out of it.
No, I still because if you guys miss and I get it,
oh,
we could go to the next round. I'm gonna say peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter.
Why are you looking at me, John?
Wait.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay. John's like, yeah, he's trying to get him.
Trying to like.
You guys all say peppermint patty, so when she says peanut butter cup, I can go into the next.
My instinct's peanut butter cup because I like peanut butter cups, but that's not a good thing to go on.
It hasn't worked for me, so I would.
There's no way of knowing.
You know me, Emma. Come on.
This is a tough one. I know the struggle you're going through.
I'll say peanut butter cup.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Emma, answer.
I don't know. I'll join the crowd and say peanut butter cup.
It's peanut butter cup.
Oh my god, we're still tied.
Man, so, I need some of that right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Those and Oreos.
Oh, God bless.
Oreos.
Oh my gosh.
Did you say, oh, God bless?
Oh.
Yeah, because we're going to the store after this.
You mentioned Oreos earlier, and I was like, man, Oreos sound good. And
I
then
did?
I'm
oh my
always
gosh, I'm subconsciously, like, thinking about food right
well, no,
now.
I said Oreos sound good. But you were talking about poker with Oreos, and I was like, man, Oreos
sound
so good.
Okay, pretzels or chips?
Oh, chips.
Chips. Who eats pretzels?
They're stale bread. They're repackaged stale bread.
I'll say chips.
Chips.
I'm going to say pretzels.
It's pretzels!
Yeah! Oh my god, Emma wins!
I've never met anyone who liked pretzels.
Both her and I love pretzels.
I am so relieved that you won this. I'm not going to lie right
See,
now.
Soft.
Both of us love it.
Soft pretzels are great.
Crunchy pretzels are also great. Really
Listen, not. One time we were at downtown Disney.
Salty,
that?
Salty stale bread.
That's right.
Salty stale bread.
How about the big chewy pretzels that you get in New York?
The best.
What about chocolate covered pretzels? Those are
or
really
like
good.
Pretzel chips. Or like when I said that, I was like,
yes.
Oh, pretzel chips.
Pretzel
like
chips are great.
Middle,
how about peanut butter
like good hummus
pretzels.
Or like.
How about
dip?
Those are good?
We have a mukbang right now.
A what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, a mukbang. You just literally buy a ton of food and then talk while you eat it.
A mukbang.
Is this also a Montana jargon thing?
Montana jargon.
I think it's a college thing.
Or party.
I've never heard of that. It's like
what?
Luck, right?
Yeah, except
it's
usually
all junk
it's like
food?
Yeah, and it's just I don't know the it's, one mukbang I had. There was
weekend.
Like so much gluten free stuff. I was like, where
ugh,
am I
what's
right
the
now?
Point?
Yeah. How's it a mukbang? You're not mucking up anything.
I know. There was non gluten free stuff, but like the pizza was gluten free, and I was like,
oh,
that's unfortunate.
At that point, you should just give
that's
up
not pizza.
Pizza.
Like, yeah, that's not considered pizza.
At certain points, you just say, well, I'm going to give that food up.
Unless you're the kind of person that like eats pizza but doesn't like the crust, then it's just like, I guess.
Yeah. Or like those people who like make their own pizza, and it's like, yeah, this is my gluten free pizza with kale and mushrooms and olive oil. I'm
like,
where's
like
the cheese?
Yeah.
I'd be like, where's the dead animal?
Yes. Why don't you like yourself to enjoy
Sometimes
good things?
A plain cheese pizza is really
it's
good.
It's so good.
It always feels like something's missing. I'll take a bite
you're
and go,
right.
It should be something
like
on
but
there.
It has to be, if it's just a cheese pizza, it has to be a cheesy pizza.
Marco Polo across the street from the store has a fantastic cheese pizza.
Man.
It's so
what if we all went and got pizza? I don't know. I'm just throwing out suggestions here.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Yes.
Like build
what is your
all
favorite?
Pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
good. Across the street, that's good pizza.
I really
pizza.
Like the three meat yeah. pizza. Like sausage, pepperoni, and like bacon. Hamburger or Canadian bacon or something like that. I love three meat pizza.
I can't do regular bacon on pizza just because it just gets way too oily.
Yeah. And it's so hard to like chew
Canadian
through. You're like
best.
Trying to grab a bite and
now,
they're like.
Now, where do you guys fall on the pineapple question? A lot of people
oh, no.
now.
Hell yes.
No.
Thank you, Aaron. High five.
If, pepperoni if you and pineapple. Like salty and sweet at all, then there's no problem with pineapple
I
on pizza.
I do like salty and sweet, but nothing want, ruins look a at this pizza juice faster on my than pizza.
We have two and two here, folks. We have two for
what
pineapple
are you,
and two without pineapple.
What are you?
And I like both.
Like, if I will never order pineapple on pizza, but if somebody does, I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, it doesn't bug me
at all.
Oh,
my God.
I've deliberately ordered pineapple on pizza.
Why?
It's great.
It's not
salty and sweet.
It's pretty good.
It's fantastic.
Also, if you've ever had a Hawaiian barbecue burger, warm pineapple is really good.
Yeah, except I just don't like pineapple at all.
There's no
Not on board.
Yeah, I don't like pineapple at all.
It's like the one thing you shouldn't put on a pizza.
Get a barbecue chicken pizza and add pineapple.
No, I'll get the barbecue chicken pizza.
First of
and
all.
That's it.
Okay, but first of all.
No crust.
Let me ask you guys a question. As the host of the show,
Pizza Talk.
And I gave my opinion on pineapple
good times.
And pepperoni. What
you're
did I say?
Good times.
You're going to lose followers.
No, what did I say?
I don't know. What
I said
do?
I like it, right?
Yes.
End of discussion. That's it.
Or.
How do you like it?
The only person allowed to talk right now is Aaron. And Jill is allowed to talk because she'll probably agree with Aaron. Other than that, there is no... I don't know where this hipster hatred of pepperoni on pineapple came. I don't know why all of a sudden hipsters are mad at
Wait a minute. Everybody is mad at hipsters. We have to be mad at someone, okay?
Hipsters ruin
everything. I bought a light bulb today,
okay? Hate for pineapple on pizza come from?
I don't know.
Do you
know
what that ninja pirate robot... Wait, that's an acting thing.
Do you know what... do you know why the hipster... You know why the hipster burned his mouth drinking coffee?
Because I drank it before it was cool.
Great.
Okay, but how do you like your pizza made?
For my next bit, we're going to talk about millennials. What?
How do you like your pizzas made? Like, I love thin crust pizza.
I'd like
amen,
them.
Baby. Ooh, I could live off of thin crust pizza.
Now, here's the thing.
But I also like stuffed crust.
Now that I'm diabetic, I have to have thin crust pizza.
But do you like it? Or?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay.
But in the old days...
Chicago style.
I would have gone not super deep dish. I don't like deep dish.
That's how they do things in Chicago.
No, I don't like that deep. I don't like that crazy.
You're getting into calzone
deep
territory.
Deep dish literally like triggers me a little bit.
What does deep dish?
Why is that?
Because I don't know. It's like lasagna. Like why?
Or like a calzone. Calzones
are really
good.
There's too much going on. It's so you can't like just pick it up. Like you gotta get a knife and a fork.
You do need a fork.
No,
that's not how you should eat pizza.
So now it's a casserole.
You eat it with your hands.
It's just a casserole.
If you're in New York,
no crosstalk.
Okay, first of all, guys.
Chicago-style pizza is a casserole.
It absolutely is.
Pass. That's fine. I like casseroles.
There's a lot of crosstalk going on.
There is. This is a very heated debate, Mario. Yeah.
And we already ended it. Pepperoni and pineapple.
So now we're going to start a spin-off podcast. That
called Pepperoni and Pineapple.
That's
I'll be pepperoni and you'll be pineapple.
It's an hour of you two saying yes on pizza, yes on pizza. Like it's an ominous
like
chant.
Pizza of the week.
Me and Aaron are starting a pin. Congratulations.
You need to name your fantasy football team.
Pepperoni and pineapple.
Pepperoni and pineapple. Like your dream team.
Or P-cubed. You know, P-cubed. Pepperoni,
like
pineapple pizza.
That's
Wouldn't it,
it
be squared?
No, cubed. Just three. Three P's. P to the third power.
Oh, okay.
I like...
You ended that really beautifully.
Thank you.
That was good. I love it.
Silent.
John, I'm surprised you don't like pineapple.
I like anything you could put on a pizza I like, but not pineapple.
John, you know what? And
do
this
you like anchovies on pizza?
That would be right after pineapple.
Oh, man. Try it. It will change your life.
I have. Little dead fish. I don't know.
I'm not a big.
I don't know. I like salty and sweet, but I also like extra salty.
Okay.
Yeah, we can tell.
The
salty
attitude alone.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's one of those things, and it's like I like all pizza just about any way you can make it. I won't.
The same way.
The great thing about pineapple is you can just pick it off.
I have like four things I won't put on my pizza, and that's it.
Okay, what are the other three?
Mushrooms.
You don't like mushrooms?
Bell peppers. I don't like mushrooms. Man. Bell peppers and anchovies.
So do you not like Supreme Pizza?
No.
What? What's the best of both worlds?
You're having the same problem I'm having right now. We're going to walk out of here rethinking this friendship, aren't we? Right?
Maybe you and I should be friends.
Yeah, maybe we should be best friends. They can pair up and not eat pepperoni on their pineapple on their pepperoni.
Give me
I'm
your
so
peppers.
Shocked, John. This is really. This
I know.
I didn't, it's shaking you to your
I
core.
I didn't think this would take, you'd take it so hard.
This is shaking me to my core. It is. To my core.
The look on his face is like I said I'm going to vote Republican.
It's,
or something.
It's right to my core, oh my which God. We all know I keep engaged at all times, even when I'm sitting here. The core is engaged. Got to keep this abs rock solid.
When's
speaking of rock solid and other great podcasts, we're gonna Jill, first of all, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Was this your first podcast ever?
This was, and I really enjoyed it.
I'm sorry we didn't get to focus on you a little bit more, but we had a lot to talk about. This is a huge episode of Game of Thrones.
I totally get it.
I'm so sorry. But Aaron, I really am glad you're here because you were able to shed some light and you've read the book, so that adds another
I'm not gonna lie. I haven't read any of the books.
But you go on all the wikis and you know all the stuff.
I also watch like
the behind
video,
the scenes,
like behind the scenes, and those like, are great. I'll watch like videos like talking about lore. And I really like lore, but like I can't get into Martin's writing because it's the same. Sort of the same reason I can't get into Tolkien's writing.
Yes.
It's way too descriptive. Yeah. I lose interest. Yeah, it's very wordy.
Too wordy. And,
it's like, you know, you have 500 pages names. And they haven't left the room yet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally
isn't there
I
like
totally
there's
me.
Like a scene in like The Hobbit or like The Fellowship that like he spends like damn near an entire chapter describing like the soil.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I heard about that. Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Like, I love Tolkien. I love fantasy lore. I just can't, I can't read it.
I remember when I finally sat down, cause I tried to read Lord of the Rings years and years ago. I'd read The Hobbit and I tried to read Lord of the Rings. When the movie was coming out, I finally forced myself and I realized I always got to the same point and stopped. It was when they were putting together the Fellowship. And when I finally pushed myself past that point, I loved it. I loved the rest of the books. But since you've already seen the movie, skip to that. Get right to the scene where they come together.
Yeah, it's just so much exposition.
Right before they take off where they're all going to go, you know, head out. I'm so glad I did it, but it took me literally years and I had to try like two or three times to get through it.
How Moby Dick is too. He spends 20 pages describing a room. 20 pages.
Yeah.
And they're like those little guys too.
Listen, everything.
Like, those little, they're little short pages.
Oh, yeah,
tiny
yeah.
writing on it, and I'm not kidding. I was just turn and turn and turn, and I was like, "Are we?"
Well, let me tell you something.
I'm glad there's audiobooks now.
If you want, Moby Dick distilled, just watch the last few minutes of Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, when Khan is quoting Melville to Captain Kirk, and that's it. That's all you need to know about that.
Perfect.
Oh, God.
Call me Ishmael, amen.
There you go. Call me Star. What about Starbuck? We have that to deal with. Okay. So before we say goodbye, and of course, John, as always, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Emma, I'm glad you finally got to sit down. Sometimes you're
me
in.
Me too.
You get to sit down sometimes, and you're a segment here and a segment there. This is your whole first show.
I know.
And
I hope I can be
you crosstalk like you're a regular, so it's great.
It's natural.
I'm kidding. So yesterday, we have a lot of lovely friends we've met on the show through the Twitter account, which I've said this before. I made an effort earlier in the year. I said I am going to try to be more active on Twitter, and not just to promote the show, but just get out there and find out what other podcasts are doing. I've been doing this 4 years, and I really don't listen to a lot of other independent podcasts. I listen to a lot of the bigger podcasts, but I think it was just subconsciously I just didn't want to be influenced. I just wanted to do my own thing, and there's a lot of great podcasts out there that do a lot of – they have a lot of great ideas, and we've mentioned some of these people before, and our friends at the Home Video Hustle are always starting these long threads. So I got out of work yesterday, and I had 100 and some notifications. There was this huge thread going on, and we had 15 podcasts cross-talking, and they were talking about all this stuff. And I came in very late. By the time I got to the conversation, everybody kind of – but I told everybody when I got on today, I go, you're all getting a shout-out because I had so much fun following the thread. So we've mentioned some of these before, but follow some of these podcasts and please listen to these podcasts because I've listened to most of them. There's a couple I haven't gotten a chance to read, and I will tell you about those. But we have, of course, our friends at the Home Video Hustle. You can follow them at HVH Podcast. The Horror Club, we mentioned them a couple weeks ago, at The Horror Club. The Sci-Fi Drive-In Podcast, it's actually Sci-Fi Double Feature Drive-In Podcast. They're great. At SFDFDI Podcast. Sci-Fi Drive-In Podcast is literally. The High Expectations Podcast, they are at High X Podcast. They're from New Zealand, two ladies from New Zealand. Oh, no, not two. It says a podcast by New Zealand women who are optimists, but also real talkers. I like that. The Nerdy Bitches, their words, not mine. It's Liz and Heather, and they're at Nerdy Bitches Pod. The History of Bad Ideas Podcast, at Bad Ideas Podcast. The Film Roast Show, Julia and Hannah, we've mentioned them before, at Film Roast Show. Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast. I love this podcast. All they talk about is kung fu movies.
That's awesome.
At Kung Fu Drive-In. Cult 45. They watch a lot. They get drunk and watch a lot of bad movies. At Cult 45 is their podcast. At Cult 45.
That sounds great.
That sounds like the dream.
Besotted Geek is another one if you like to drink and watch movies. And Besotted Geek, they will do themed drinks based on what they're watching that week.
I'm friends with them.
So that is Steve and Izzy. That is at that's not Steve and Izzy. Steve and Izzy they're at Everything I Learn from Movies, and I will mention them as well. But Beside a Geek, I'm sorry, it's not Steve and Izzy, but they do drink. They have a theme drink every week, and their name changes. That's what it is. They change their names every week based on whatever they're doing on the different characters. So that's at Beside a Geek Pod. Then you have at EILF Movies, Everything I Learned from Movies. That's Steve and Izzy. They like to drink too. And again,
who doesn't?
They like to drink beer. They mostly drink beer. They have the Wrestling Nerd Alliance at WNA Podcast. The Useless Debates Podcast at UDPCP Oddcast. Dogfin Radio at Dogfin Radio. Heil on Life, Noelle, she does one-on-one interviews with other podcasters, at Heil on Life. And What Were They Thinking? This is a podcast about bad movies, at WWTT Podcast. So shout out to all of them. Follow them. They are great. Thank you guys for following us.
Fantastic, yeah.
There's a lot of great podcasts out there. You can follow us on Twitter at Sue Complex, at S-O-U-P Complex. You're on Twitter as?
At Stupid Woman Suit.
This is our friend Emma at
Stupid Woman Suit.
Stupid Woman Suit.
Like the Donnie Darko reference where I'm wearing that stupid man suit.
There you go.
It was taken and I was like, I'm female. So
I like it.
So it worked.
Jill, are you on Twitter? And if you are
I am on Twitter. I'm on a hiatus right now for a little bit, but I'm at Banjill, like Banjo, but Banjill. Banjill.
Love it. What were you going to say?
I do play the banjo.
Do you really?
Oh, that's
very
awesome.
Well.
I do.
Very
man,
well.
I didn't want to say anything speculative about Montana, but I
are you going to stereotype me? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I'm so ready for it. Stereotype me as a banjo player.
But I also a hipster.
Oh, shoot.
But I want to play the banjo.
Aaron, do you have a Twitter?
Yes, you can find me on pretty much all social media, at Birdboy Cosplay. I'm on kind of a hiatus. I'm in the middle of moving, so I'm going to get back to everything in a couple months. So,
anything else? At Birdboy Cosplay on all social media.
Mm-hmm.
John, you have no social media.
That's right.
That's why we love you.
That's right. There's got to be somebody.
But let me tell you guys something. I got into a heavy discussion. A special shout out to Eric of Aragorn, and you can follow him on Twitter. Let me find his Twitter handle real quick. I should have had this booted up. I'm sorry. But Eric of Aragorn followed us from the Rock Solid podcast. And he actually asked me, what are some of the episodes I should listen to get – and here's the thing about it. He asked me this. He goes, you don't like the Beatles. You don't like Pearl Jam. You don't like Pepsi. And yet I hit subscribe to you. And then he said, what are some of the episodes that I should listen to? And I recommended a few. He actually went back and listened to them and was very complimentary. So, Eric, I really appreciate that because he followed us over from the Rock Solid, from my appearance on Rock Solid. But you can follow Eric at Eric of Aragon, A-R-A-G-O-N. And he is from, Southern California as well, I believe. So Eric and I were talking and Home Video Hustle. We were talking about our favorite video games back in the day. And back in – I used to love a game on the Commodore 64 called Commando. And I looked it up on Commodore 64, and lo and behold, someone had uploaded the music. And it was one of my favorite video game themes of all time. So we're going to say goodbye to everybody now. We're going to say goodbye to John. And we're going to – John, cover your ears because this is like early 8-bit music, all synthesizer.
Oh, God, MIDI for days.
But boy, it's awesome. And so, Emma, Jill, thank you so much for being here. Emma, thank you for bringing Jill, and thank you for being here as well.
No problem.
Aaron, thank you again. John, as always, we will say, as we always do, this transmission ends now, and fight the power.